from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you please, wherever you are, we are welcoming you on this day, the 23rd of July in the year of our Lord 2013. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafran by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We do apologize for the slight delay in our transmission today. Slight hiccups here and there that we're trying to sort out, but we are glad that we're able to bring you Radio Biafra. Please continue to bear with us until we are financially comfortable enough to make sure that all these problems go away before we come on air. We are doing the best we can. Any support you can render will be most welcome. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, as always, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is listened to across the world on every platform imaginable. Radio Biafra can be received via the internet. You can get it on your mobile phone. You can get Radio Biafra on your tablet, which is iPad and BlackBerry and BlackBerry tablet, any other tablet, as a matter, even Kindle Fire as well. Radio Biafra can also be received on your BlackBerry phone, on your iPhone, on your they're called Android phones, isn't it? On every smartphone available, once you can browse with it, once you can access the internet on it, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Once again, we are welcoming you wherever you may be. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will get Radio Biafra. If you go to beliehumanrights.org, you will get Radio Biafra. If you go to peopleofbiafra.org, you will get us there. If you go to Indigenous People of Biafra, you will also get us there. As always, the number to call Radio Biafra is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. If it isn't, please endeavor to join us on Facebook. All you need to do is to type in Radio Biafra London is a closed group. Ask to join the group. You should be able to see our number there. It's not something that is missing. If you have a look, you should be able to find it. Once again, we are welcoming you. We are saying thank you for joining us. I have with me in the studio here today, Carol Monday is here. Our dear sister Carol Monday is with us here today. And so is Chidera as well, who is doing excellently well reading the news for us. And we hope also to be joined by Uchemefo at some point during our programming today. If I can please go to Carol and also to Chidera to please say hello to you. I'll start with Carol. Could you please welcome our wonderful listeners scattered all over the world listening to Radio Biafra today, please?
Hello to every country in the world, whether it be good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Hello to everybody. Welcome.
Thank you very much. They are most welcome. And please, Chidera.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you, wherever you are in the planet. And I'm welcoming you to this segment of the program.
Thank you very, very much. On this day, the 23rd of July, I must say, in 2013, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from London. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kan. We come to you 7 p.m. every evening, London time, 7 p.m. Incidentally, the same time in Biafraland. Please, we're asking you to inform your friends, inform your relatives, inform your family, and even inform our enemies as well, by which we mean the Hausa Fulani Caliphate. Please tell them that Radio Biafra is on every evening, that they can come and join us, that they can listen and also learn. Some people have variously described Radio Biafra as an educational experience. Radio Biafra is an enlightening platform. On Radio Biafra, you learn what you will not be taught in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to do one thing and one thing alone. We are unashamedly, unapologetically a one-issue radio station. We are here to get Biafra. There is nothing more, there is nothing less. We are not here to campaign for electoral office. We are not here for Igbo presidency. We are not here to promote anybody. We are not here to promote any other issue. The only reason why we exist, in fact, we can go as far as claiming that the only reason why we are brought into this earth is to ensure the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Not just any Biafra, but a Biafra founded in truth and honesty. Because without truth, as Yokobondo, we are not going anywhere. We are likely to perish. We don't want that to happen. If you're joining us once again, this is Radio, but please go and tell your friends you are not listening to something coming out of space. You are listening to the voice of Biafrans coming to you today from London as well as Johnson City in Tennessee, United States, because we have the technology to make it the impossible possible. Chidera can join us to present a live program, although she is thousands of miles away from us. Before we go any further, before we go even to go and announce the numbers they can get us on, I'll go to Chidera to please kindly give us the news headlines on this day, the 23rd of July 2013, and the accompanying news summary, please, if you may.
The news headline: we're reporting today that a senator weeps, claims voting error in child marriage pedophiles. Five northern governors are patriots, says General Babangida. Also that Jesse Jackson asks U.S. to assist Nigeria in insecurity. We're also reporting that immigration loses 400 of their officers to Boko Haram. And lastly, that President Jonathan meets security chiefs over Boko Haram. Now the news in full. The member representing Ondo Central Senatorial District at the National Assembly, Senator Ayo Akinyelure, wept before members of his constituency in Akure on Monday as he apologized to them that he voted in error to support the Senate resolution backing marriage of underage girls. Akinyelure was summoned by his constituents to explain his role in the controversial passage of a resolution to retain the provision of Section 29(4)(b) of the 1999 Constitution, which states that a married underage girl is deemed to be an adult. Politicians, women groups, and students had besieged the Adewamile Hall venue of the meeting with placards to protest against what they described as the legalization of sexual abuse of young girls, which their representative had supported. Five PDP governors yesterday took their Save Democracy Crusade to Minna, the Niger State capital. They met with two former heads of state, General Ibrahim Babangida and General Abdusalami Abubakar. Their self-appointed mission started with a meeting with former President Olusegun Obasanjo on Saturday in Abeokuta, the Ogun State capital. Their intention, according to them, is to avert a drift as a result of the crisis in Nigeria Governors Forum, NGF, and Rivers PDP. The governors are Babangida Aliyu from Niger State, Sule Lamido Jigawa, Aliyu Wamako Sokoto, Murtala Nyako Adamawa, and Rabiu Kwampaso of Kano. Worried by the security challenges in Nigeria, founder and president of Rainbow Push Coalition Chicago, Reverend Jesse Jackson, has pleaded with the government of the United States of America to assist the country in seeing an end to the problem. Jackson, who spoke at the 42nd Annual International Convention of the Coalition in Illinois, Chicago, noted that an atmosphere devoid of peace could not witness growth, adding that it had become imperative to join Nigeria in the fight against terrorism because of its position on the African continent. According to him, Nigeria, with a growing population of young ones, must also be supported in the area of education for a sustainable future. No fewer than 400 officers and men of the Nigerian Immigration Service, NIS, have been killed by Boko Haram insurgents. It was learned yesterday. There have been 11 jailbreaks across the country, believed to have been carried out by insurgents, in which many prison officers were killed, Senator Atiku Bagudu said yesterday. Bagudu is the chair, Senate Committee on Interior. He spoke in Abuja. He said the figures were given to members of his committee when they went on oversight function. President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday met with security chiefs behind closed doors to review the security situation in the country. The meeting at the presidential villa, which lasted for some hours, was attended by Chief of Defense Staff Admiral Ola Saad Ibrahim, the Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Azubike Ihejirika, Chief of Air Force Air Marshal Alex Bade, and the Chief of Navy Vice Admiral Dele Ezoba. Jonathan had on June 10 met with the security chiefs to discuss the issues which border on national security. After yesterday's meeting, the security chiefs declined to speak with State House correspondents on their decision, but it was gathered that the meeting was to review efforts and progress made so far in curtailing the menace of the deadly Boko Haram sect. The federal government had recently said it struck a peace deal with the Boko Haram sect to hold fire, particularly during the Ramadan period. This is the news of today, 23rd July, year of our Lord, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much. We are very, very grateful for the news you've given to us today. That was our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, reading the news today for us. Thank you very much for joining us for the very first time. And for those of you who are ardent listeners of Radio Biafra, we are welcoming you once again that this is your platform. This is the only place where you can hear the truth, the news we report, and the way we report it. The manner of our news reporting and presentation is very unique. It's a genre never ever attempted before, because here, after listening to Radio Biafra, you should be able to take something away with you. It is an enlightening platform. It is where you come to receive the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Here you'll also be able to learn about your history, understand the social interactions within the contraption called Nigeria, a place we fondly refer to as the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, because it's inhabited by all manner of wild animals. That on this day we are reporting that at least you can give credit to the Yorubas. They have done something remarkable. They have managed to recall a senator, a pedophile senator who voted to molest children, a senator that voted to assault young children, little girls, babies. This man, his name is Senator Ayo Akinyelure, if I can pronounce it well. Ayo Akinyelure. This man is the one representing Ondo Central Senatorial District. He is a lover of little kids. If not, there is no reason why he would vote for such legislation, or vote for the retention of the clause in the Constitution that allows people to molest children, that allows you to marry a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 9-year-old, which is statutory rape here in the United Kingdom. These rapists and child molesters allowed this clause in the discredited constitution of Nigeria to remain. He was summoned by his constituents. In fact, we give credit to the people of Ondo Central Senatorial District for recalling him back. I wish other people in that zoo would be able to learn from them. They managed to recall back this man. Called. He was crying. Of course he will cry. But the chastisement that awaits him in hell is greater than what is going through right now, because that is where they're all going to. They're going straight to hell to meet Lucifer, not only their creator, but the one that created Nigeria. Because the same way that God can walk through a lot of people, the devil can also use people to do his work. Lucifer will not come down here with two horns and a tail, glowing red, with a pitchfork on the left hand, and who knows what he will hold on the right hand, doing his work by himself. No, he will use people. The same way that Lucifer used Frederick Lugard to wreak havoc on the lives of the people in the inhabiting the Bight of Biafra, that is exactly what is going to happen to these people. They are the ones sent by Lucifer to come and bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace to that part of the world. If you are a Nigerian, if you proudly answer to a Nigerian, there is every chance that you'll be tagged as a pedophile, as a child lover, somebody that rapes little children, because the country is diseased, it is decaying. The sooner it comes to an end before 2015, the better. And that is why we are here. Radio Biafra is here to make sure that we extricate ourselves, by which we mean the people of Idoma, the Igbo people, the Wanke people, the people from Ibibio, those of us from Efik, those of us from Ejo, to bring out ourselves from the zoological republic, the contraption, the devilish creation, the only work of Lucifer. The whole of Africa called Nigeria, a place of death, where death is nothing. You can purchase it anytime you want. You can ask for somebody to be killed and they'll be killed. You can bribe your way out of anything at all in life. Money buys you everything, including life and little children. We also have those selling children, making babies. It is unbelievable what is happening in that place. Is when you read it, they say sometimes that the truth can be stranger than fiction. Nigeria is a laughing stock. It is stranger than fiction, the type of nonsense coming out of it. In a country where somebody can walk into the central bank and run away with the entire money that the whole country owns, it's unimaginable. Unimaginable. The level, the degree of hopelessness and stupidity is beyond our comprehension as human beings. How that place can be even be admitted into African Union or Commonwealth or in the UN is beyond my very imagination. We are welcoming you wherever you are. That this is Radio Biafra once again. We do apologize for the late start of our transmission. Very minor errors which has been dealt with, because we are here to make sure that we bring you the news, views, commentary, and analysis, including reporting of what is happening very close to you. We just don't present the news. We present it in such a way that you will be able to know what is happening. You would know what is happening around you. We are not like any other broadcaster, because we are different. That is why when people listen to Radio Biafra, they want Biafra tonight, not tomorrow morning. That is the type of people we have, the type of audience that we have all over the world, because Radio Biafra, as we speak right now, is being listened to in every country on this planet. There is no other broadcaster from Sub-Saharan Africa that can boast of such coverage. No other indigenous broadcaster, only Radio Biafra. The number you can get us on once again is +44 7831 308 376. I repeat, +44 7831 308 376. Once again, we thank you for joining us, and I'll go to Carol to please give us her perspectives, her views, and her opinion. Which of the news that we are covering best encapsulates what you're thinking about the zoological republic, the contraption, the devilish creation that calls itself Nigeria, please?
Hello, yes. The piece about the senator that wept, this just shows to me the power of the people. They besieged the hall and they made him answer to them, to his constituency, because he had accidentally pressed no, as he says.
He did not accidentally, he's a pedophile.
But this is his alibi.
He's a pedophile.
But what I'm saying is, no matter what they've done, he's had to answer to it now, because he has a constituency of people, and they've besieged him at the hall and made the man cry. And this is what the Brethren have got to understand, is that you have the power to do everything. The power of the people is the might. The same way that they've made this man accountable for his no, the same way that they've made him cry, this is the same thing that we have to do as a people in every state now.
That is what we need to do, and I'm also delighted to say that we are joined by Uche Mefo. We want to get his perspective, who has been listening to the news very, very carefully and very attentively. Please, Uche, give us your views, your opinion, your perception, your thinking on what we are presenting today, please. Uche, are you there? Uche, can you hear me? No, he cannot. He is not able to hear me. For some reason, I do hope that he does come back to us. That this is Radio Biafra. I don't know what Chidera is thinking. Chidera, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
Just like you said, the Yorubas, I commend them for condemning what the senator did. I'm really surprised because I've always known them for their cowardice. But I mean, it's good that this time around, because they would have been scared about what the Northerners would say and not speak up. But since they were able to do that, that's very good of them. The news of Jesse Jackson asking United States to assist Nigeria, I don't really know exactly what he meant by that. In what way? Because what we are looking for is we want to have our own nation, not someone coming in and saying, Boko Haram is not going to do anything anymore. You people should remain under Nigeria. That is not exactly what we want. So I really want to know exactly what type of help that they're talking about, because it's not every kind of help that is going to be accepted this time around. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much. Let's see if Uche is there. Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say very good evening to your friends and friends of Biafra around the world. Welcome them to the program. Yes, what I have to say is, that's my opinion. I've always advised for closer scrutiny on what the Senate of the contraption called Nigeria voted for. I believe personally that there are hidden issues under that section 29(4)(b) of the 1999 constitution, of which Nigeria is currently operating on. That constitution itself is seriously flawed, because that was a byproduct of military regime. And you ask yourself, who were in power at the time when that constitution was written? These are the Northerners. And so I want to say specifically that I have cause to believe that Yerima and some of the powerful political elements from the northern part of Nigeria we are part of that constitution. I think Yerima himself and his colleagues and all his supporters knew what is hidden under that constitution. I mean, that section of the constitution. Because if you look at that section of the constitution, there was no reference to underage girls or marriage to underage girls. There was nothing like that. The constitution, the section of that constitution was specifically about the age at which a Nigerian can denounce her citizenship or his citizenship. But the implications of it is now what is playing out. And it appears that Yerima himself knew what he was, he knew what others did not know. But it also shows what the contraption called Nigeria is all about. That there is no basis for the unity of that country. Because a particular section of the so-called Zoological Republic of Nigeria has been ruling the country, and they know what they're getting from it. First of all, IBB single-handedly took Nigeria into the Organization of Islamic Countries, or conference, as some we call it. And now Yerima, in I think 2003 or thereabout, single-handedly sponsored the introduction of Sharia law. Nigeria is practicing civil jurisdiction, civil law at the center. Then you have the customary law in the south, mostly in the southern part of Nigeria, and then the Sharia law in the north. But what it is that by not amending this section of the constitution, which was problematic, the Senate has by implication allowed so many other injustices and dangerous practices to be freely unleashed on young girls by implication. So, but in explicit terms, the Senate of Nigeria, even though I'm against Nigeria, did not specifically vote for underage girls. It was a failure on their part to amend a section of that constitution which was deemed to be problematic. That's my observation on that.
And my observation is that they are pedophiles. That is my observation, that these people are pedophiles. If not, why would he break down and cry and said he made a mistake? That is why this man broke down in tears and cried.
I think he broke down because it was after that voting that he saw the implications of it. Explicitly,
yes.
I want to be objective. Explicitly, the Constitution does not make reference to that particular...
The Constitution cannot come out and say, go and grab little children and marry them. No, it will be written by lunatics. No. It's not possible.
Otherwise, it's not a Constitution then.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's not a Constitution.
Exactly. What they have done...
The Constitution is supposed to be explicit in all its dealings, especially... Then there is also a purpose for which a constitution is made. In United Kingdom, you call it the intention of the parliament. Why was this part of the constitution promulgated? Why was that being promulgated? There is a purpose for it. And so if we are going to analyze it from that point of view, it will go down to who actually brought about that particular part of the constitution.
Is the Northerners? Is Islamic?
Yes, the Northerners.
Yes.
And so they have no problem with marrying underage girls because the Sharia law has no restriction on that. So they have successfully introduced Sharia law in northern part of Nigeria, including Christians who are also from that part of the country, and they forced them to observe Sharia law. Now, by implication, Yerima himself knew what he was going for. He wants also Sharia law to be implemented at the center, and this is just the beginning of it. In the southeastern part of Nigeria, Ebonyi State is gradually accepting that particular kind of Sharia law, and in Imo State, the governor there, Governor Richard Okorocha, is also giving a free hand for gradual but steady implementation of Sharia. So this is just a grand plan, and this is just a tip of the iceberg. A lot of things are going to come out. Gradual implementation of Sharia law all over Nigeria. But the Biafrans cannot allow that. The question again I was asking is, where were the senators from the eastern part of Nigeria when this bill was being debated? Where were they? What did they say? Even up till now, none of them is saying anything. There is problem. Serious problem.
There is a serious problem, and that is what we are trying to resolve. Those problems are the problems that we are trying to resolve. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, if you've been with us, that this is our usual live transmission from London. And please, in a short while, we will begin to take your calls. We will begin to take your calls in a short while. But please, we are asking you, we are pleading with you to please persevere with us until we are able to begin to take your calls. But in the interim, we'll be trying to make contact with our reporters who are in the Zoological Republic itself, trying to get the latest update there. This is Radio Biafra. Please start by presenting us the reports today along Lagos and Ogun axis. Please start by telling us your name and where you are.
All right. Hello, listeners. Hello, my rising sun brothers and sisters. This is Rebecca Adams reporting from Lagos, Ogun State, brother. And this evening, I'll be giving you news and gist about the things happening in Ogun State and Lagos State. So first on my list here, Lagos raises alarm over deadly virus. The World Health Organization gave an alert that a new and deadly virus called Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus has broken out and has already claimed over 40 lives here in Lagos. The symptoms of the disease vary from common cold to severe acute respiratory syndrome. It has been advised that the people should observe and be vigilant of the travelers coming into the country, and also they should be hygienic, since there is no specific treatment for the infection. And moving on to the next one, Lagos State Government said it might charge to court the contractors involved in the building that collapsed at Surulere in Lagos. It is said that they will be sued for murder, since the government had earlier on told them to seal up the two-story building under construction. But yet they continued working on the building. So because of this, it's possible for the government to sue them for murder. Then next, six people lost their lives in an auto crash on the Lagos to Ibadan Expressway. A Mazda bus with 14 passengers was said to have veered off the road and hit a Mack truck that was parked by the side of the road. And this led to the death of the four males and two females aboard the vehicle. Then next, in Abeokuta, Ogun State, police arrested a 45-year-old man named Tony Shodimu for raping his own daughter. The victim, a 16-year-old Miss Shodimu, went to report this ugly incident to the police after her father had raped her in her room at about 2 a.m. in the midnight. The police said this is the second report case of rape that will be reported in Ogun State in this week. Earlier on, a 24-year-old carpenter was also arrested last week for defiling a girl of 9 years old. Then last on my list, though out of Lagos, Ogun State news, is the news of the death of Mrs. Iwori Oba, the mother of the First Lady of Nigeria, Mrs. Patience Jonathan. Mrs. Iwori Oba, popularly called Sisi, meaning mother, died in a fatal car crash along LLA Road in River State on her way to Bayelsa State around 4 p.m. yesterday. Her remains is said to have been deposited at Hama Mortuary at Eleshi Beach in Port Harcourt. So that's all I have for today.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for the report. And it's quite incisive, what you're telling us today. You're telling us there is this Middle East disease, that there is no cure.
In Lagos.
And 40 people are already dead. Over 40 people dead from this. It's a respiratory problem, you said, is it?
Yeah, it is an acute respiratory syndrome problem.
Okay, and they said that the way to stop it is by being hygienic.
Yeah, they don't really know the cause for now, so it's better to stay away from the travelers and be hygienic. They don't know the cause and they don't know what to use for the treatment, so it's better to be careful and vigilant.
Okay, and you're also telling us today, I don't know if people have heard this, that the mother of Patience Jonathan, the first lady, that her mother is dead. Yes?
Yeah. She's actually an adopted mother. She adopted Patience Jonathan. So she died yesterday in a fatal auto crash going to Bayelsa State.
Okay.
But her remains are in Port Harcourt, yeah.
Her remains are in Port Harcourt. And you're telling us, you said something about a father raping the daughter, and you gave us the name of the man and the daughter.
Yeah, the name of the man is Tony Shodimu.
He raped his own daughter.
45-year-old man raped a 16-year-old at his daughter in Abeokuta.
And there was another one about the rape of a 9-year-old. Where did that happen?
Yeah, the police in Abeokuta are saying that's the second case to be reported this week. That earlier on, a case of a 24-year-old carpenter that defied a 9-year-old girl had earlier on be reported.
Okay, maybe. And the carpenter is not a senator. It's quite possible because of the incident of Nigeria.
Oh, Senate. Because of the new bill that has been passed on.
Yes, because of the new bill that says that you can marry a 2-year-old and then there's no problem.
Yeah.
So what are people saying where you are about that very vote and debate in Nigerian Senate? What are people saying? Are they saying it's a good thing or a bad thing? How are people reacting to the vote that you can go and pick up any little girl on the street and decide to marry
her? People are not supporting it at all. Even this governor of Ondo State, he said he regretted putting his hand in it. People are not supporting it. So many artists and people have been interviewed. They are not in support of it at all. The only man I had was this Mr. Yema or something,
Yerima.
I think from the north side.
Yerima.
Yeah. He said he's ready to give out his daughter at any stage. But people here in my side are not in support of it at all.
Okay. Thank you very much for your report. We are very grateful. Thank you very much. Until tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you. Are you hearing the news coming from? Do you see why we call it a zoological republic? That's so that people will understand. A carpenter is raping. It's amazing. And a man is raping the daughter. And that is what is happening. These are the type of abominations that never, ever, ever before occurred. But because it is in the zoological republic, everything is possible. Every and any and everything is possible. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please, if you wish to contact us, the number to call Radio Biafra on, please, is on the top right hand corner of your screen. It is on the top right hand corner of your screen, please, or you can go onto the Facebook page to go and try and get it. If you want, you can also join us on Skype. All you need to do, please, is just to add Radio Biafra. Once again, the number is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376.
Yes, with the case of the carpenter now, this is why we're stressing this law so much, because they've taken off the red tape. It's really going to become really difficult to court in Nigeria to convict for rape, because they're widening the law so wide that all these rape cases and that you won't be able to stand up in court. They're just going to allow this. And it's interesting to know that in Islamic law, you can have as many wives as you like. So they can take how many children, and the cousin can marry cousin. So my brother's son, I can give my daughter to my brother's son.
Yes, it's amazing. It is very, very amazing. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open. Please, you may call Radio Biafra. Let's go to Chidera once again to tell us what is happening, the local news happening in Biafra land as we speak. Please, Chidera, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please go ahead. What is happening locally as are being reported by people on the ground back in Biafra land?
Yeah, from Facebook, there is something happening in Olu. It says the Imo Security Network brutalizes a teenager in Olu and he loses his eyeball after surgery. The news in detail. When on assumption of office, Governor Rochas Okorocha instituted the Imo Security Network to help secure the life of Imolites. Little did we know they will be a harm to the people. According to a petition to the Police Area Commander, Olu Area Command made available to Imo trumpeter one Master Paul Duru Jr. Ikenna, an ex-student of Okudo Secondary Technical School, also an indigene of Omuduroba Okudo in Njaba local government, has petitioned the Area Commander, Nigerian Police Force, Olu Area Command, of assault and brutalization of the Imo Rescue Mission Vigilante Group Njaba on Monday, March 18, 2013. Speaking to the Imo Trumpeter reporter on the matter, the father of the victim, Barrister Paul Duru, stated that his son, Duru Jr., was a witness in the matter tabled for investigation before the Rescue Mission Vigilante Group Njaba. He continued by saying that Duru Jr. was invited by one of the complainants so as to explain to the security outfit what he knew about the matter so as to expedite investigation. But surprisingly, one James Osuji, aka Man Alone, of the outfit allegedly splashed sachet water on the young witness and kicked him on the legs. As that was not enough, another member of the security outfit, one Justice Ahamefele, aka Jojo, also reportedly hit Duru Jr. on the eye, which resulted in a very serious uncontrollable gushing of blood from the young lad's eye. Some days later, at the Imo State University Chain Hospital in Sut-Olo, the parents of Duru Jr. were informed that the eyeball of their son, who recently entered for JAMB exams, was ruptured. They were subsequently referred to the Federal Medical Center, FMC, where a surgery was conducted and the ruptured eyeball extracted. Barrister Duru, who was fuming with anger, however, described the brutal act on his lovely son as cruel, inhuman, and a violation of the young boy's fundamental right to dignity of the human person, and therefore shall apply for redress in court on behalf of his son. When the Imo Trumpeter reporter called on the coordinator of the security group, Mr. Chidi Mwamado Sango, promised to get his subordinates to come to our office to state that that's what he's saying, their own side of the incident. But up till this time, this paper went to the press. None of them was seen or heard from. That is the news from Olu.
Thank you very much. That is what we are seeing, vigilante after vigilante, as we are also reporting today that within this week alone, 7 people have been killed in and around Anambra area due to vigilante activities by one group or the other. That is why we need Biafra. That is why we want Biafra as quickly as possible. And that is why we are doing everything within our powers to make sure that Biafra comes. If you are just joining us, please. If you're just joining us, you are receiving a message. You can also send us text messages either on the phone or via Skype as well. This is a message from Sonny Onyemelukwe. Yes, we can confirm, please, Sonny. We can confirm that your pledge of £1,000 towards the transmitter has been redeemed. You paid in Naira into Onurube account back home. We can confirm today live on air that the sum of 250,000 naira was received into this account run by Radio Biafra and Eastern Pilot newspaper. So we are very, very grateful for that. We'd also be happy if you can call us on the air. That this is Radio Biafra. We are, don't forget that our transmitter remains a priority for us. We are doing everything we can to make sure that we secure our transmitter before we can be able to get our people prepared, or to get them to the right state of preparedness. That is what we need to do. We need to get our transmitter. Our transmitter is key. Please, that we have a lot to cover this evening. We have a lot to cover tonight for some people, this morning, this afternoon, depending on where you are in the world, that the security situation in Nigeria is worsening. The security situation in Nigeria is worsening. Even the likes of Jesse Jackson has weighed in. Everybody knows that the country is going to end in 2015. How prepared are we? We want to discuss this evening, what is our state of preparedness? Are we ready for the battle to come? Not battle of guns and knives, but battle of the mind. Battle of people who are determined to get what rightfully belongs to them. We are not apologizing to anybody for Biafra. We are not pleading with anybody to give us Biafra, because we know that Biafra is rightfully ours. We were there before they came. We are going to be there long after they are gone, because that is our country and we have to be there. But even Jesse Jackson is worried by the security challenges in Nigeria. He is the founder, of course, he is a one-time presidential aspirant for the Democratic Party. But before we go on, let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. You attempted to get in touch with us before. What is your name and what are you, please? Hello, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? Hello? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Is that Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra.
Is that Radio Biafra?
Yes, it is. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. I'm from Nigeria, from Enugu.
And what is your name? What is your name?
From Moody Local Government.
From Moody. What is your name? Hello?
Okay, my name is Tola.
No, I don't think he is taking too much time to respond to us. We ask him to call back. Please, when you call Radio Biafra, you concentrate on your use only Skype to talk to us. You can't talk on Skype and then go back to your laptop, your computer, your mobile phone to then hear what your own voice. No, it's not on. Please, when you call us, you try and speak straight. If you want to hear your voice again, please, you can always go back and download the podcast. Thank you very much. Everything is fine from Nze. Chichi is his called. I think there is a male, not a female. It's Nze Chichi. Yes, we can confirm that Radio Biafra is on. And you are more than welcome to join us in the program. That Jesse Jackson is worried by the security challenges in Nigeria. He was once a Democratic Party runner for the presidency of the United States. He spoke at the 42nd Annual International Convention of the Coalition in Illinois, in Chicago, which incidentally was where Radio Biafra broadcast from. He noted that the atmosphere in Nigeria was devoid of peace and could not witness any growth. Even Jesse Jackson is saying it. Why can't you see it if you claim you're a Biafran? This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting to the whole world from London, where we are based. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Pastor Levy speaking from Thailand.
Yes, Pastor Levy, you are welcome to this program. Please go ahead.
Please, now the advice I want to give. Last night, when a brother was talking, his name is Atik Uchenna. He's saying that he studied about technology.
Yes.
When the guy is talking, really, I shed tears that we have a lot of things wasted outside Igbo land. On this security issue, I'm just talking. If that brother can volunteer himself like this, and he can come home and start even from now to show the Igbo land that he studied such a thing and put it into action in Igbo land, I think it will be a blessing to what we are pursuing. Another thing I want to say this night is this to all Igbos all over the world. Let us fight this Biafra in truth and in sincerity. Biafra, as we have been always saying it, is a holy thing. It's very, very holy. It's not something of doubt. That brother is a man that we have to take care of him very well. Let him come to the Igbo land and establish what he has in abroad. Again, I wanted to talk on this. Please, now we are looking for real Igbo people, not thugs, not hooligans on the street. People who have the heart to keep Igbo land in good condition is what we want. People, at minimum 10 people in each country in the world where Igbos are.
We are Biafrans, not just Igbo people. Biafrans.
We are Biafrans. Now, I'm going to grow a good Nigerian. See, get a problem, Nigeria. Now, she's a Nigeria. Yeah, problem, Nigeria. And I want today. I didn't want such a problem now, Biafra. Because I'm a Jew, and I only open a show with the way Jews in Biafra. Come on, Biafra, I'm a cool. You don't know. They're on Nina. Now, we're here to a boy or a high child. That brother, I cannot comment here. But she could use here. Why in the cuckoo security? Technology, I'm a hormone. Call with a letter, I'm legal. The mayor, ndi ọzọ si n'aka ya mụta ihe. Ihe ahụ mụtara bara anyị ndị ọzọ uru, bakwara Biafra land uru. Asim Chineke gozie nwanne anyị anwa kwuru okwu anwa yesterday, and I had a news here. And biko na rekwa n'iru na-arụ ọrụ, biko contact that brother anyị needed na Ala Igbo. Adịkwa the possible today. Ya bido ihe ahụ nwụna n'ọrụ, ka anyị sikwa ebe a malite, ndị ọzọ fụzie ya, ka ha ji mụrụkwa ihe were na-eme. So ihe a wụ ihe m nwere ike ikwu today, asim Chineke gozikwa ya.
Thank you. Yeah. Don't go away. There is something. Somebody called yesterday. You are Pastor Levy. You are calling from Thailand. In as much as we are concerned, if anybody wants to join the consultative council, that is what we call it. It's called a consultative council because we consult you as part of the decision-making process of Radio Biafra worldwide. Anybody who wants to partake in the consultative council that automatically entitles you to Bilie membership, you must go through Pastor Levinus in Thailand please, for the avoidance of doubt, for the avoidance of doubt, can you repeat your telephone number on the air? Anybody in Thailand that wants to join what Radio Biafra is doing, anybody who wants to see the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, anybody who wants to see Biafra today, tomorrow, what is the number for them to contact if they're in Thailand, please?
Well, Nanda, my number is Adho Hidden, our popular number, +66 860 611 717.
I'll repeat the number. This is for Thailand. If you are a Biafran, if you're visiting Thailand or you are in Thailand, this is the number to call of where the people coordinating Thailand can be found. It's +66 86 06 11 717. I repeat, +66 86 06 11 717. Is that correct?
Confirm.
Yeah, that is the number to call for Pastor Living.
Yeah, I think I've had your mama Aka Papa Philip. It about Livy, one year my
Papa Philip.
Papa Philip, why? Yes. Or nickname as the mom.
Okay, that's the nickname that they know you by, Papa Philip. Is that correct? In Thailand.
Papa Philip, like Thailand.
That
yeah.
is wonderful. Thank you very much. I think we've cleared it up. Thank you very, very much for calling, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Bye.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Once again, give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Uche, calling from Melbourne.
Uche, what is your surname? Ahanaga Wogeni. You are calling us from Australia, which is a wonderful news. Ahanaga Wogeni.
Uche Mwankwo.
Uche Mwankwo. Kebi Siputana Alibo.
Oh, Ish Major State.
Kebi Okwan Nabia State. Tabia State, we hand the Awasan Uranye. Kebi Siputana.
Ish Mwankwa Elko.
Okwa West, and Dioma, go ahead, please. We are listening. So is the whole world, please. This is Radio Biafra from London, live transmission to the entire planet. Go ahead.
I'm so happy about this development, and this is my first time of listening to Radio Biafra. A friend of mine called me yesterday and told me about it, and then how we get you before. Then I had to that night listening. I listened in last night, but I was sleep off. So when I woke up, then I had to go through it and add you guys on Skype. I thank all you people added me. Then today, I'm in Australia here. We have not heard about anything that is happening. I believe this is a very big development and a very good thing for Igbo people. And I want to use this opportunity to thank you guys for what you guys are doing. You guys are doing a very great job. I love that. You know, when we are growing up, there are a lot of stories told us. They told us a lot of stories concerning the Afarans and Mozart, you know. So, but from what I heard, listening to this station, I can see that some stories we had back days was, you know, I can say it's fake. So we have to look for, fight for what belongs to us. And right now here in Australia, I don't know how we're going to, you know, prepare and get together concerning this transmitter, because in this, that transmitter, I'm so concerned about it, you know, to, in order for people at home to get to in touch and know what is happening, because I believe a lot of people at home doesn't know about this.
No, a lot of people at home don't know about this, and I'm rather surprised, my dear brother. So I'm not going to blame you or castigate you. Maybe the information didn't get to you. But myself, Radio Biafra, me and Radio Biafra, we were in Sydney in Australia. We went to Canberra in Australia. We broadcasted for 4 days from Australia, live, uninterrupted broadcast to the whole world. So I am rather perplexed, and I'm surprised that you didn't hear it. But as we said, maybe the information didn't get to you. Radio Biafra has a very significant presence in Australia, a very formidable presence in Australia. Your formers are in Australia. Okezie Ogu is in Australia, of Biafra Alliance. We are very strong in Australia, but not in Melbourne. Because people must realize that Australia is bigger than West Africa. Is that correct? Australia is bigger than West Africa. Somebody can be living in Cameroon, another person can be living in Gambia or in Senegal. So it's very far and wide. When we came to Australia, we concentrated in Sydney and in Canberra, the capital, where we had very important meetings with the officials of that country. So that is the way it is. What I'm saying is that it's a very good thing you called and that you want to know what is happening. Where you are in Melbourne, of course, is quite far from Sydney. And very far from Canberra, you can convene and start a consultative council. We will speak to your former about it. If you leave your telephone number via Skype text, if you text us your telephone number, we'll give it to Chukwu, your former, to get in touch with you to let you know what they are doing in Australia. As I said previously, you have fellow Biafrans in Australia, both male and female. We are very formidable there, and it's a good thing to hear from you.
All right, I will drop my phone number on the Skype right and when I drop the call.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, Carol?
There is a couple of members in the southern part of Australia now. I've linked them up with the informers, so when you do get in touch with the informers, they should be able to help you, because I'm sure that one of them is in Melbourne State.
One of them is in Melbourne, is that correct?
Yes, I do believe so.
You do believe so. Okay. Now, this is Radio Biafra, please. We've had a lot of people calling. If you call and we don't take your call, please try and call back. A lot of people say, how come you're not taking our calls? No. If somebody is already on the line, we cannot then go back and take your call. A lot of people are asking what the name of the reporter is, what her name is. She is Rebecca Adams. She's based on the boundary between... That is why all her report that she does is local. They are local news. What is happening where she is at that precise moment? We welcome people who can also do the same thing. People who can be able to say to our people, this is the local news where I am. Let's go to the land and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah, do you know that we are live on air? This is Radio Biafra live transmission. It's because they are not getting it. They are not receiving Radio Biafra on radio back home. So they don't know that we are actually live. That is the gulf in terms of knowledge, the gulf in terms of awareness. People don't know what we are doing, and we want them to know what we are doing. Hence the need for us to acquire a transmitter as quickly as possible. We got a message from here. Is your name here? Your name is Donko. What is that? That is not a name. Please give us your real name. When you call Radio Biafra, you give us your real name, please. You have written maybe your, what is +60? Which country is that?
No idea, sorry.
Okay, that is, this is from +60. They are writing that as the 2015 election approaches, Mbise is saying that to produce the next governor of Imo State. I don't know what is going on, to be honest with you. I have no idea what is going on. Our brother Emmanuel Okafor from Nteje in Uyi local government area is greeting us. He is writing from Thailand. We ask you to please get in touch with Pastor Levinus. That's what I call him. They have other names they call him, but for me is Pastor Levinus. That's how I know him. He's a man of God. He's resident in in Thailand, and +60 is Malaysia. Yes, I should have known that. Anyway, Emmanuel Okafo, thank you very much for that. Pastor Levy, you should be able to get in touch with him, and the number for you to call is +66 86 066 1717. That is the number to call, and this is Radio Biafra, please, wherever you're calling from on this planet. For our perusal, okay, please, and I would want you to post that list on Facebook for our perusal. What list is that? Is it the list of the pedophiles? Kingsley wants to know if we can post the list of pedophiles on the internet. Of course, we can do that. We have the list, and we'll get Chidera to try and do that as quickly as possible. That this is Radio Biafra for joining us. Please, on a day we are reporting that the security challenges facing Nigeria has gone everywhere. Even Jesse Jackson in the United States is talking about it. They are saying that Nigeria is finished. Nigeria is finished. That is what they are reporting from the United States. How prepared are we to try and do this? How prepared are we to confront the problems facing us as a people? This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, transmitting live from London.
Okay, my name is Kingsley Okekem. I'm calling from Morocco.
Kingsley Okekem, you are calling us from Morocco. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
Well, firstly, I want to welcome you back to your normal base, and I want to thank everybody there with you, Karomonte and Wanda Marachi and everybody. We in Morocco here, yeah, we are really happy with what is going on. And that our brother that come from Philippines, we are really happy with what he has said so far and what God has blessed him with. Yes. We are saying that the God that have made him acquire such knowledge, we keep him for us and protect him so that he will come down to our land to exhibit what he has acquired. And we also here telling you that we in Morocco here, we are always prepared and we are ready for anything. Call us on anything, we are ready. And people here in Morocco, we are gingered. We have been able to go around, even in Casa, the commercial city, we have been to go around and we have been convening them, making sure that they are all tuning us, speaking with you here now. They are all listening, and we are gathered in my room here, listening, and other people also. We have proposed a meeting to meet with every of Biafrans in this land of Morocco to make sure that what we are trying to do, because I'm really trying my best to make sure that I'm reaching every nooks and crannies of this place.
Yes.
You know, this place, we have many Biafrans here, but our problem is that even those in Nigeria, they cannot even get us because they are complaining. Like yesterday, we called home. They said they're not getting us. I told them not to bother because I know our transmitter will soon be available. And
yes,
I know by the God, very soon they will be hearing us. So we, in this side, we are really saying more grace to the elbow.
Thank you very much. And please, can you tell us where you come from in Biafra land, please? Your village, where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Obiakpo in River State.
Obiakpo in River State. That is wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, because we are one, and one we shall continue. We are one before they came and tried to put asunder in between, because they said, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. But Lord Frederick Lugard came. He's not a Lord, he's Frederick Lugard. He came and put asunder to everything that the good Lord created. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work in Morocco. Continue to spread the word about Radio Biafra and what we are doing. Tell them about the Bile Humanity Initiative. And moreover, tell them that we are all reporting to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. They are the true custodians of this very fight that we are engaged in. And we are not going to relent until we get Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you. Yeah, this is Radio Biafra. We must remind our listeners that if you are listening to Radio Biafra, you are indeed privileged, because Radio Biafra is meant for those who are touched by the Spirit, those who are discerning enough, those who are intelligent enough, and those that have the conviction to be able to carry it out. We don't believe in theory at Radio Biafra. We don't believe in excessive theorizing. You plan something, I want Biafra, you sit at home and you do nothing. No, it is unacceptable. You must do something. If you believe in Biafra, you must do something. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are.
This is Radio Biafra. Hello, good evening. This is Dr. Pleasure. I'm calling from London, and I'm from Chocolate in the United States.
I know where you're from. I know where you come from. Please, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I want to follow the normal protocol. Right. I want to make a brief comment two people called to make reference to the brother who volunteered his service to Biafra land. The brother, the pastor from Thailand, said that he can go now. Quite honestly, I don't think it would be a good idea for any Biafra scientist to go to Nigeria now. The person will be compromised. What do we do is to take him, give him everything now, give him one big position at the federal government level, and that will be the end of him. And they may even eliminate the person, and they are not going to get the best of them. So let them stay where they are, continue to perfect whatever they are doing, continue to test and try them. Then when Biafra comes, they will come and we know that they will work for Biafra and we will get the best of their experience and their expertise. If they go home now, the Nigerians may even kill them so that Biafra and Biafras will not benefit from them.
That's
so
true.
They are capable of doing that. It will be a waste. It will be suicidal for any Biafran scientist, technologist, the technician, specialist in any field to go home now. That's it will true. Not be to the best of Biafra and Biafras. That's what I want to point out.
Stay where you are, Doctor. We will come back to you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. Okay, number gị furu efu mgbe mbụ na nke a bụ Radio Biafra. Anyị nọ n'ikuku na-agbasa ozi ụwa niile gburugburu. Nke na-akpọ anyị ugbu a, olu gị na-agọ mbụ ụwa niile, ebe niile ụwa sọtụrụ olu gị na-eru ya.
Ndị obodo na-ebukasị ndị Igbo anya na-atụ na ha na ndị ugwu mekizi abụzi a ga-eme. Onye isi na gọvanọsi ya na ihe dịka Biafra na-agabanedo mgbe na-adịghị anya, ọkaghị hapụ godi pawa. Anyị hapụ godi pawa na ha chọọ dị ma Biafra na ma Biafra nọ.
Nke ihe a na-agwa unu na Jos, ọ na ndị Boko Haram ọ na-ahụ ebe ndị a nọ ga-agbuchilatata ụfọdụ n'ime ha ka ọ gịnị? Ka ebe ndị ya nọ na-ekwu ihe dị otu a.
Nke na-achọghị mmadụ ọbụla ndị obodo sịrị na ndị Igbo na-alụchi ụlọ ebe a na-enwe ihe gbasara ma ọ dọrọ na ndị Igbo ụlọ ndị ụlọ ebe a maọbụ na ha ma ya na-ekwute okwu gbasara Biafra so ọ bụrụ na ha na-anahụ ebe ibu na ha na.
Onwe onye ọbụla mmanụ ka m ajụọ ndị ọnwa ajụjụ m chọrọ ka ị ga jụọ ndị Jos, si ha n'ọwa ajụjụ mụwa na-ajụ ọwụ sọsọ Radio Biafra mụwa na onwe m na-ajụ na mụwa nwanne m Kano na-ajụ ha ajụjụ. Unu jụọ ka unu ra nọ na Jos, unu ma na onwe ndị Igbo na-agụ aha gụọ nwa ha Ndụka Akụ, ha ma nke ọfụma? Ndụka Akụ jụọ ha detu edetu n'akwụkwọ. Unu ma ihe wụ Ndụka Akụ na hapụ na ọ na Jos, ha ma ihe wụ Ndụka Akụ? Ọ dị mma otu a, biko ga kọwara ha, biko gwa ha ka ha si n'ihe ọjọọ sepụ aka. Ihe ọjọọ anyị na-ahụ anya ụbọchị nke taa wụ obodo ọjọọ bụ Naịjirịa. They must come back home or else they will be killed. If they kill them, we will not talk about them because they knew that death was coming and they stood there.
Ebe onye kwere ka ọdachigide ya bikọs na mụna onwe m mụ na Chineke gbakwa mmetụ nwa obologo nkịta masịrị ngwongwo m naba ndịda bikọs onye gwakwara okwu gbasara Biafra ọ sị gị anyị gachi nkwụ nwanyị anyị nwete Biafra anyị gachi nkwụ nwanyị.
Tupu ndị ọcha abịa, ka ihe anyị na-eme mgbe mbụ tupu ndị ọcha abịa, anyị nọ na-egburite onwe anyị. Our people, we need to understand. Anyị enweghị nsogbu. Before the Europeans came, we had no police force. Before they came, there was no army. Before they came, there were no guns. Before they came, there was no rape. There was no killing. So what are they talking about? Are they trying to tell us what we... When people ask such things, I get very, very upset. Because that is why I say to them, they should go and read 1984 Ahiajoku Lecture, delivered by Professor Donatus Ibenwoga. He's an MBC man. When you read that very small pamphlet, that very lecture, you'll understand what it means to be an Igbo person. To be an Igbo person is a privilege, it's not a right. You have to be privileged for you to be an Igbo person. So they must go and read it very carefully. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
I'm Mr. Philip, I'm calling from Port Harcourt. Like Mr. Philip, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes, go ahead, we are listening.
Yes, I will have information to Port Harcourt because I'm a civil human rights initiative member.
Yes.
The information I want to Port Harcourt is, in River State now, where we are now, we discovered that with our research, we discovered that half of the youth of River State now are Muslims. So,
what?
There's a danger.
What do you say?
With our research now in River State, we discovered that the half of River State youth now are Muslims.
How? Why are they? So, River State is joining Ebonyi State. No wonder they're coming there to come and take Rotimi Amaechi. That is what is happening. That is why the Northerners, the governors, the including Babangida, that is why they are coming. That is why they are coming to come and take River State. That is what is happening. It's rather very, very sad. It's extremely sad that even River State has now gone the way that other ones have gone. That they have now turned to Islam, that they have now turned to Hausa people. This is a message from McDonald. We don't know what your full name is, McDonald. I know it's a burger chain, but it's also somebody's name. I want to see your surname, please. Next time when you write Radio Biafra, you also give us your surname because it will help us identify who is writing to us. He was very, very complimentary. He said, "You guys are really doing a great job. Keep it up. I'll advise if you can also find a way to reach out to Biafran students in universities worldwide through your contacts in these foreign countries, starting here in the UK, where the radio is based. I think this young pool of youth studying courses in different areas of knowledge can be beneficial." I agree with you wholeheartedly, McDonald. What you're saying is, in fact, it is spot on 100%, and that is what we are going to do. We have people to do that. Luckily enough, your name is Uche Nabarakwe. God bless you. He is listening to Radio Biafra. He has written, given his name is Uche Nabarakwe. A very beautiful name, I must say. We are grateful for what you have written. Karamonde is here. She has a lot of job to do. And so also is everybody here. Uche Mefo, Dr. Egemba, everybody has a lot of work to do. Wada Marachio, the two barristers that we have, engineer, but everybody has a job to do. Let's go back to the line. Yes, Philip, you were cut off unceremoniously. You are back with us. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, it's network. Mandela is the problem. Mandela is not the content. So, what is going on in the River State, even some of the Royal Highness here now, even when you go to Alu, we are the University of Port Harcourt, Mandela University is located. The Royal Highness there now is Nusa. So, when you go there now, you discover that even that place now, the Muslims have taken over. So we have a lot of
trouble. Philip, where are they based? In Port Harcourt, where will you find these local people who have converted to Muslim? Where are they in Port Harcourt or in River State in general? Where are they concentrated? Kebehan or in?
Yes, when you go to the land, even the bush now have taken over the house. So when you go to Yeti, take over the bush, the outer planning, selling the cows, and the nationalize those areas, and the people are afraid of entering that bush now.
People are afraid of going to the farm in places like Eche, in River State. And when you go there, you tell them that is what the price you pay for treachery and for selling out. This is what we are reminding them. If you are from River State, you say, "Oh, I'm not Igbo, I'm Ikwere, but I'm Igbo Ikwere," which doesn't make any sense to me anyway. And you think that the Hausas can save you, go and look at what they're doing in your farms. Even where you come from, as we are reporting this evening, you can't even go to your own farm where you come from. It's all encamped. It's having things destroyed by Hausa, Fulani, nomadic people who don't live in one place, they move from place to place. Where the cattle sleeps, they sleep. Where the cattle finds grazing, they also stay there. Those are the type of people that power over Igbo people was given to. Power over Idoma people, power over Efik people and the Bibio people and the Ijaw people, given to a bunch of cattle rearers. The worst thing that can ever happen to a people, it is a curse for somebody to say to you, "May Hausa, Fulani people take care of your life." That tells you you are in very serious trouble. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today from London. We are back from the US and from Canada. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Land. Good evening. This is Okechukwu from London. Okechukwu Nta.
Yes, Okechukwu Nta. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for having you back here again. Yesterday I was listening and, everything is getting interesting. So, Why I called this evening is because of the information from Port Harcourt. In the other way, I will use our Igbo language to, you know, put mouth on this issue. When I was, in this country, UK here, so I'm not Kandiro. N'ime ahụ a na-edowe ndị mmadụ ịbata n'ime ebe ahụ ndị obodo a dị ha ji awụe destinu na agwa dị naa abata n'ime ebe ahụ ndị a na-akpụ isi n'ala na-abịa ebe ahụ abịa convert people and that is where the wind souls they come there to give gifts buy things and give people and buy go share how this verse ha na-eyi right you know that is how their religion is just like that to come, you know, convert people into that mess, into that thing they are. So they are good on that. So, and that is why there is something to be done as well now, which I will consider you know, too much now. We move back transmitter. I'm going to have a major. I get here, people join you up. That is war there, because there is war, you know, three parts of war. We have known that country called Nigeria. I know that we have in reference, the bush of New World. And the blue one, then even before you have, then I don't know how to imagine the wind, because you know, 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 divert, yeah. So no, we don't need to be, you know, wasting time anymore. We don't need to be keeping the land kitchen like to transport and we will come before of the August and ago. I think that any will be coming here, so that the whole world will come and what is here. Because our youth are gone. They are taking all of them. Even when I go to the place, they are going to be there. I'm going to be there. If I am a farmer, I'm going to be there. If I am a farmer, I'm going to be there. If I am a farmer, I'm going to be there.
You know, detention, immigration detention centers, our people go in there and they come out as Muslims in this country.
Mgbe nke mba convertara convert, ndị ụlọ street a na-convertara fọzie mgbe aka dị gị.
That is serious.
So, ndị nọ n'ime obodo ahụ kpọrọ Naijiria, ị gaa na Canary Wharf, na Wharf ebe ahụ, ọha ji ebe ahụ, before ọ ga-abịa n'ebe mint ya ala ha ji, ị ga-atụ white, ala ha ji atụ, ga-atụkwarị Nsali Nigeria. All this rubbish before I got invitation in Nigeria. They are just turning everything under force. How do you make a good guagi then? A go and guagi, then you will come to receive from them.
It's terrible.
It does you have even at the state, all the state in the eastern part.
Kano, stay where you are. Stay where you are. You know, I love talking to you. Stay where you are. Let me take this call. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello. Yes, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Okay, more of Emmanuel Okafor.
Emmanuel Okafor, where are you calling from?
Onyenteje Abog, Anambra State, Anam Apois in Thailand.
Nteje, very beautiful people. Go ahead, the world is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Hey, actually, I'm not my friend, Onyenkenekwokunikumaka, Eto Ende Madisi, Abozende Nefe, Nathan Sinana. Kabin so well, but to the front nobin, second, you go do my career, kadi, kebo, religion anyị na-efolo. Ọ bụ alụsị anyị ka ọ bụ Chukwu, kedu maka na o nwere nke anyị kwesịrị ifolo kwu ka o nwee nke eji wee mara anyị. Kedu ife ị nwere ikwu maka ya?
What I have to say is that we are not idolaters. We were never idol worshippers. We started to have this agbara or that agbara, this spirit and that spirit, as a corruption of the priesthood. The saintly priesthood was corrupted. The same way you have fake preachers today, fake pastors, fake reverends, fake men of God and men of and women of God. Well, that was the same way that our priestly line was corrupted. And we had all these branches. Let me give you a very simple example. What is happening to us today to show that we're the children of God is this. The same conditions you have in Igbo land or you had in Igbo land prior to the coming of the missionaries was what obtained in Israel, which is the northern part of the Holy Land under Jeroboam.
Yeah.
Exactly. This. If you had got, because our people must know that at one point God was so upset that Israel was divided into two, the Judah in the south and Israel in the north. And he said the only reason why he did not destroy Judah as well was because of the promise he made to David. He said, because of the promise he made to David, David came from the house of Judah. And because of that, we must get this very clear. That is why you refer to Israelites as Jews all over the world. You call them Jews, and Jews is directly derived from Judah. Not every Jewish person is from the house of Judah. Some came from the 10 tribes in the north. Because in Israel, you have 12 tribes or 12 houses in Israel. One is the priestly family, which is the Levites, basically, the house of Levi. They are not allowed to own any landed property because they were devoted to God. That is why we are saying that if you believe that the pursuit of Biafra is a godly pursuit, why have earthly properties? Why do you want to have material things? That is, by the way, the other 10 houses were in the north. That place was called Israel. Jeroboam was their first king. They started to worship idol immediately. They abandoned God because they were sinful. God made them blind. The same thing happened to our people. That was why a lot of slave trade happened where we come from. A lot of killing of twins. A lot of Ohu. A lot of Osu. All this nonsense. They are not evil. We are going back to worship God. The God Chukwu Abiama, the only creator. Chineke nna nke kachasị ihe niile elu. The God Almighty that we are worshipping in truth and honesty before criminal people, before rogues started to come in to misinterpret biblical and spiritual edict. So that is where we are going back to. We are not going back to the type of situation whereby you come and you take our land, you rape our women, you slap us on one side and we turn the other side and you slap us. The same people that brought you New Testament that are today romancing Islamic people. The same people that brought you the Bible, when war broke out, they supported Islam against Christian. And you're telling me there isn't something wrong with them. There is something wrong. Because here we base it on evidence.
Maka na ama onye ka o ji dị mma maka transmitter a na-ekwu ka ndị be anyị mara ife ha kwesịrị ịmanụ. Ya bụ na anyị akwụdosiri m ike nnọọ malụ na eto ofe na aha esi wee mee ka ndị mmadụ mara ife ha kwesịrị ịmanụ. So n'okwu gị Amaka, onye a bụ ife nji wee jụọ maka kedu religion nke ọbịa ka anyị ejide. Maka na ụfọdụ ndị a marazi na anyị nwere religion. Ọ jọgburu onwe ya. O nwere ụfọdụ n'ime anyị na-abịazi imagine use the word barbaric paganism. And all those bullshit eji wee jide anyị wee mebisie. So na nghọtara ife ikwuru ọfụma na onye ọbụla mara ebe o si na-agbasa nke ya na-eme ya nnọọ ka adịkwa chọọ na anyị si niile a na-eme na anyị menere ya n'anya ka ọ na-enwere ndị bụrụ anyị bụ bodi uto na faji ọchịchị n'aka wee nwee ike ime ife nnọọ tọọ na ife anyị na-eme ka ọ bụrụ na ọ bụrụzie. Ya bụ nwanne m jisi ike ebe ahụ Chineke gbadoro anyị ụkwụ anyị elu ebe ahụ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Hello. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, my brother, please, I would like to share more light to the issue. I'm not allowed to do that better now.
Yes, go ahead.
This
is Radio Biafra. You are live to the whole world. Please go ahead. We are listening to you. And okay. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Don't disengage. We'll come to you. Go ahead. We are listening.
I'm calling from Qatar, Doha. My name is Chukwudu Obu from Imo State. I want my precision.
Go ahead.
I'm one of the products of Islamic Center, Asibu. I'm not here in Imo State.
What?
I'm one of the products in that school, Islamic Center, Asibu, I'm not here.
My God in heaven.
So I'm every sick case to do and to bring everything like human and evil. I'm a liar, I'm a Yorogan, I'm a Yorogan. So I can even let everybody that anything they need in Islam, I can even give them the roots and the how we're having problems and where they're penetrating from and where we can stop and where we can put some stop on this issue. It's not about the Bani State. I have a Bani State geographically. No person can go on the Bani State. No Sheikh, not even the former director from India. I know him. The project one are from Togo, Sheikh Mama. I know him. The one from Pakistan. I know everybody there. Don't any Islamic organization in Nigeria. Especially in Poland. I know a lot of problems. The problem I know is Islam. Wonderful. I mean, good. I don't know why I'm coming here now because of people who are in Aida Nina, who are the Ranga go the Quran from beginning to the end. There are hadiths from A to Z. For to the everyone in Arabic, they are so quiet as well. And I'm very, very happy. I'll talk to somebody, please, my back to Radio Biafra. So I'm very, very, very happy. But I'm going to give you my best support.
Thank you. Thank you. What will they start giving us this support by telling us how you went into Islam? How did you become Islamic? You are an Igbo, a very proud Igbo son. How did you turn out to be Islam? How? Tell us, we want to know.
No, I went to study Arabic language in that school.
You went to the school to study Arabic language. Where was this school? Is this school yes. back in Biafra land, in Nigeria, or in Mali? Where did you study this Arabic?
In Biafra, Nigeria, but instead, precisely, that's
Hold on. You're telling us today that they are offering Arabic studies in Ebonyi State as a course.
It's there, it's in it's Islamic Center, along here, Asibu. Precisely, it's there, along Akane Bangwe. It's going to Umwana, along Akane Bangwe. It's there.
You went there to study, and how did you meet other Igbo people there who are Muslims when you went in there?
The village, when I went there, there's 80% of the village are Muslims.
80% of the village in Ebonyi there are Muslims.
In that area of school, that as of that time, 80% of them are Muslims.
Oh, brother Jesus. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I thought it was bad, but not up to 80% of a village turning into Islam, and we are all over the place.
There's a much development in it. There's a much far development because the school is on the verge of collapse, and the Christendom is getting much greater. It's becoming 70-30 now, you know, while the Muslims are 80-30, Christians are 170 now.
So what you're telling us is that there is a place in Igbo land where Christians and Muslims are competing in Ebonyi.
That's right. You're not competing. We're talking about two Muslims are beating the Christians. They're not competing.
And you witnessed this thing yourself. You saw it yourself.
I'm a life witness.
You are a live witness to the. You studied Arabic at this school. Anyway, our lines are going crazy. People are. I don't know. People are just so angry. Thank you, my brother. We have your number. People are so upset. It's untrue. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling. People are so angry. It's unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Okechukwu, and you normally know where I'm coming from. I always call from Mumbai, India, and I want to thank you so much for what you are doing. You know, remember the first day I called you on this radio, Biafra, I pray for you, and I told you that I am the one who is in the dream, and I saw Biafra comes through.
That's correct.
So when this radio Biafra was going on, I was even surprised how come our sort of wisdom come up to organize our people like this. And then Chiriku went to front line, the company told me there is no time again. I keep on saying each time I call, I say there is no time. I don't know what our people is doing. And I'm not taking a car. I am telling you honestly speaking, Dr. Nandi is not asking anybody to give him money. He is a big, he's okay for his own life. It's not easy to somebody from Nigeria move over from Aligo. They are in the UK, they are there for many years and established such a beautiful thing for his people. He had him a very unhappy in the American Sundigo, Morososo, both River State, both Calabar, both Nigo, all of us, both everyone didn't look easy. And I want to tell you, we have to start this rally from our home.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we need to cut some of our kinsmen. We need to kill some of them. If some people don't know what to supposed to do, some of our kinsmen are the cause of all these things in the village.
Yes.
Somebody know English. Follow Chichinye. You are following one somebody. Somebody I go and I go. He's still hungry. No, I cannot listen. Royal family, but after the first season, one, a reason. You are an ambassador. Or tomorrow, or happen when you are they start wasting.
And okay, Chukwu. Okay, Chukwu. I want to make one thing very, very clear. Thank you for your call. Stay where you are. I don't want you to get away. We have the caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. We'll be coming to you in South Africa. We'll come to you. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Let us make one. Okay, Chukwu, are you there?
I'm there, my dear, but I'm there. I'm not happy.
I will explain something. There was something you said that the corruption of our system. As our brother said, the very eminent man. He's speaking Igbo, maybe. I don't know. He's a lecturer, actually, in Thailand. Mr. Maziuka for that rang a while ago. This is the clearest example that the nonsense we have in our place called Omenala is not original to us. The Eze thing that is happening where we come from, this Eze ship, myself that is speaking, my father is a traditional ruler. His Royal Majesty, they call my father. I have told my father that the day that the eve of Biafra coming will bring out Oche Ezege here and pieces it, and my mother will use it to cook a focus for us. We eat. He'll be laughing. Because this Eze you have is not original to our people. If you leave this Eze nonsense to continue, when my son Nnamdi grows up, he will think, oh, maybe his family, the family he's come from, is royal. That he is a royal person. I told him, no. You are equal to the next person close to you. In where we come from, in the land of your ancestors, there is no king over anybody. God was our king. We used to be governed by the council of elders. The word Eze is from the Bible called Ezer, E-Z-E-R, which means a leader. The leader of the council of elders, the same way that His Royal Majesty Ezozobu is for council of elders, is how you have leaders in those days. Eze. Nachi Obodo, who is the leader of the Council of Elders. Not one person sitting on a throne determining the guilt or innocence of a people. The white people that were in their country today, they practice what is called trial by jury, where the jury of your peers determines your guilt or innocence. You cannot go to a court of law in England and one magistrate will sit there and say, oh, you are guilty or you're not guilty. No. Once it is a criminal trial, you must be tried by the jury of your peers who will determine your guilt and innocence. Do you know where we call it where we come from? People who are privileged enough to grow up in the village the way I did. It is an honor to grow up in the village in Igbo land because you know a lot of things. Not if you grew up in the township and struggling with gutter in front of your house and mosquitoes chasing you every night. No. We grew up in the village where you have inchan water, where the scented leaves will drive away mosquito at night naturally. There's no shelter. What we are telling people is this. The nonsense you have, Eze, His Royal Highness, His Royal Majesty, Ugeze 1, Ugeze 6, is all bunkum. They are not Igbo tradition. They can never ever be, even under the new Biafra, they will be quashed because God created all men and women equal before Himself and before any kind of law made on this earth. We don't believe in it. That is why we have people asking us about Ifarosi. Chingendia, Omenala, to go and kill fowl and sacrifice to our ancestors. No. we don't sacrifice to our ancestors, we libate. There's a difference between worshipping and libation. Libation is calling upon to recognize. Ndibo ndembo, you are not worshipping them, you worship God in heaven. Chukwa abiyama. Chineke nanke purimi henine. Jehovah Kusunile Nkendiaga, that is who we worship. Every nonsense that we have where we come from is all rubbish now. Contaminated. Look at ordinary traditional marriage. When we used to go, when we were small, you go in the evening around 4 or 5, you come back before the cock crows in the morning. And when the lady is coming, she comes from the traditional front road entering that compound, not from the back. And she has to come by leg. These days they go with an 18-car convoy and they start dancing and making merry and changing uniform in the afternoon. We are going back to how we were before, when God loved us. It was the love God had for us that made it possible for him to protect us against Islam before. God has protected us before against Islam. People should go and read their textbooks. The Islamic people have tried to conquer us before and their army died. In Lower Benue, at Otrupo, they perished and died overnight, and the remnants went back to Zaria. Why do you think that God allowed them now to enter into a Ebonyi state? Why? Ask yourself that. Why? Because we are sinful. We have to repent from our sins. That is why Radio Biafra is whiter than white. We are whiter than snow itself. We are incorruptible. Radio Biafra is uncompromisable. Not in this life, not in the next. That is where we are heading full steam ahead to get in Biafra without any obstruction, without any prevarication, without any retreat, without any surrender, because it is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There is no third way. We are not going on exile. We are not running from anybody. Biafra is where we belong. My ancestors, we are buried there. My progenitors, we are buried. There I am going to be buried. Daddy, I am not going anywhere else apart from that place. We know what we are waiting for. When our transmitter comes, then they will know that we cannot take excuse. How can you take excuse from before you enter your father's compound? Let's say you go to the village. You are coming from where you are in India and you're traveling to your village. Somebody will stop you from entering your father's compound, that you should go and get visa before you enter your father's compound. What will you do to that person? Asking me not to go and beg Nigeria for Biafra is asking me to take permission to answer my name. And Amubegonyonwu, they have not given birth to the idiot I'll go and take permission from. As we said to them, by the time we finish with Nigeria, history will remember us in perpetuity. History will remember us because there will be nobody left in that very place. Let them keep playing with us. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on Skype. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening, my brother.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Hilda Eze, calling from Bremen, Germany.
Hilda Eze from Bremen in Germany. You are welcome to Radio Biafra, the only voice projecting the plight of the Biafrans to every ends of the earth. Please go ahead.
Yes, actually, I'm calling to, add...
Hello?
Go ahead, we are listening. Leave her to speak, please. Leave her to speak. She wants to speak.
I'm calling to make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
This Radio Biafra thing is supposed to be the entire Biafran, I guess.
That is correct, yes.
Good. So, I'm kind of concerned the fact that some people call and they keep speaking Igbo.
Yes, because Igbo is their language, that's where they are born. If you're born in Ibibio and if you come to Radio Biafra, you want to speak Ibibio throughout, we can give you a whole day. We welcome that. If you want to speak Efik, which is a derivative of Ibibio, we must know that Efik and Ibibio is the same thing. Just like you have Wawa and Ijekebe, it's the same language anyway, but with slight hint or slight variation. If you come here and you want to speak Kolokama in Ijo, you're welcome to do so. Any language you want to speak, you can speak.
No, but you won't understand what I'm saying, so we can't communicate then.
Then I will go and record, I will download it after we finish, and I will go and look for an interpreter.
Okay, that's kind of funny though, but it's alright, I know your reasons now, so I want to say do, then bukromo.
I like that. So why can't you, maybe you can help us present, which, that will be, is that Ibibio, is that correct?
No, that's Ijo language.
Uh-huh. There's no problem.
I'm married to Igbo Mbise.
No, you are married to your own kind, because I'm sure even in Ijo as well, you have some Igbo slant there. Is that correct? There
are some. Yeah,
exactly. It's the same thing. So you are married to your own brother, which is a good thing, because even God, even Abraham, told the servant to go back to where he comes from the awe of the Chaldeans, to go and get a wife for Isaac. Go back to my people and get a wife. So you have done the right thing. You are married to your own brother from Mbise, which is a wonderful thing. That this is Radio Biafra, where we unite people. We are grateful for your call. We want to hear Ijo language here on Radio Biafra. If we have Ijo people, we can give Ijo, we can devote 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to each and every Biafran language. They are all beautiful and we don't want to lose them. We want English people to learn how to speak Ijo. We want them to understand the Bibio. We want them to understand the Igbo. We want them to understand the Doma languages. How many are there that we are all speaking English? How many people are there to start with that forced us to speak English language? There weren't even up to 5,000 people. My village is more than them, yet they forced me to speak English. Thank you very much, my dear sister, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to London. Have a great day.
And you too, my dear. Yeah. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone from South Africa. We welcome you back. Give us your name. And we know you're South African. Just your name will do. From South Africa. Mbise people are everywhere. They have taken over two or three states in America. Mbise people are everywhere. When you go to Maryland, they've taken it over. You are calling from South Africa.
Thank you.
Go ahead, please. We are listening to your wonderful voice. Go ahead, please, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going here right now. You know, on the way, we are all over the place, all over the world, looking for greener pasture. Where our people, where our homes, where our towns, by the immigrants. You know, actually, what I want to, emphasize on this issue is that they have a common goal. Muslims have a common goal all over the world. They have a strategy to follow. And that strategy, they use it all over the world, even here in South Africa. They use the same strategy. You know, in a country, like South Africa, we know that Christians in Northern is not only the Muslim in this country. At the end of the day, you try to ask that in all over the place here, they are in the building mosques, big mosques. They don't want to build it in a hidden place. They build it in a way, and when you're coming from the airport, maybe coming from the airport, you will see it. When you're going to in one city in the country, you will see those mosques. You know, they make it bigger. It's like maybe they want to use it to deceive people that, to show that maybe they are. There's a mosque, or movement in this country that everybody knows that in the minority. So what I'm saying is that the strategy, they are using it in the at home, where they will, we've got this place, they will build a gigantic house, big mosque, a big home, and they will, keep on feeding people. They have a team. They need, the strategy is one of the strategies they use is food, and gifts. Maybe, and they use it as a place where, they don't have more money, or, they're suffering. There's a lot of, poverty in that area. So we go there and treat those people by giving them gifts, giving them money, giving them some kind, gifts. At the end of the day, they will come back to people. That in a place we are feeding, southern Africa. But he was looking for church. He knew a place, in furniture. That man, the Muslim, he said, if I can be able to give you teacher, you will become a Muslim. And that's what he get them to.
And to convert to Muslim, and we give you a job. Convert to Muslim, you have free education. Convert to Muslim, you be the governor of Imo State, like Rocha Sokorocha. Convert to Muslim, anything like they're doing to Lotimi Amechi. Convert. You take the oil from my land, you seize my oil with the help of the British, and then you tell me to convert before I can go to... it's madness.
This is not all. What I'm coming on our world, what I see that, forget about what we want to eat now. It's not only food we need to eat.
that we're going to fulfill you, you know, forever. You know, forget about what these people are giving us to you. Forget about that position. Forget anything. You are really not. You are killing people. You say that, they are killing us. So we need to come out as you and tell them that enough is enough. If I'm not continuing like this, how can my own village be converted? Before I let you know, because I want to get some easier, you know, they're not going to be there, doing the account and doing a lot of business. You know, I don't know what our people are talking about. You know, if we need to be able to get this data, so our people can hear this is the only truth. I'm telling you, this is the only truth. People are doing a great job. We need to, you know, make it, you know, that so our people can be able to get this information. Because I'm telling you, you know, the news that comes out from them. But when I call friends, when I call, you know, people that are wrong, you know, I'm talking about all this, they are not happy because there is so much, you know, authority there in that country. People are not, you know, when they finish their food, there's no job, nothing. You know, when they're talking about it, they say they want to eat chocolate, you know, before they're talking about this, you know. So I'm confused. You know, if I'm a user, that way, I'm confused. I don't know what they're talking about in that country.
You don't have to be. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother from South Africa. Don't be confused. We are here to show the way. That is what we are here to do God's work. The work we are doing without apology to any preacher, without an apology to any churchgoer, to any Pentecostalist, or any traditional churchgoer, what Radio Biafra is doing is bringing a brand of enlightenment never seen before in the minds and the hearts of our people. Everything is open. Where we have made mistakes, we say we are sorry. As we apologize to the people of, apologize to Efik people all the time about what we did to Eyo Eta when Nnamdi Azikiwe came back, when he was driven away from Ibadan by Awolowo. Awolowo went overnight to go and campaign against Zeke. Zeke was driven away from the West. That was when he should have learned his lessons that you, as a tenant, you don't plant flower. Any day you can be given a quick notice to go. What are you going to do with your flowers? Are you going to uproot all of them and take them with you? No, you don't do that. You don't plant flower when you are a tenant because you can be given quick notice at any time. Nnamdi Azikiwe did not heed this very simple mantra. He went to Yoruba land and said, he did not just plant flower, he started to cultivate yam and cassava and potato. And they drove him away. He came back to Enugu. And the head of government business in Enugu was Eyo Eta. Eyo Eta was the head of business. He is a man from Cross River State today, today's Cross River State. What did Azikiwe do and some people? They drove him away. Eyo Eta went back and said, if we are the same people, you wouldn't have driven me away. The same way that Awolowo drove Zeke away. That was sowing of the seed of the division between us and them. But we are thankful to the family of Efiong, to the whole brave people that fought and made it possible for us to take back Ekwete Ekpene from the hands of the enemy, from the whole world, because the entire world was fighting against us, Biafrans. But we still took Ekwete Ekpene from them, over the two times from them when it fell. So we are apologizing on behalf of everything that, on behalf of every Biafran, every genuine Igbo son and daughter, of what Nnamdi Azikiwe did. What he did was wrong. Eyo Eta is one of us. Ibibi and Igbo is the same thing. Anybody, if you come to the British Library today and go and look at the earliest missionary writings about that part of the world, wherever they use Igbo, they use Ibibio, because they are the same people. Not me saying it. Even the white people that came to divide us told us that Ibibio and Igbo are the same people. Yet we insist on bringing in division that never existed before. We never conquered anybody. We never took 1 inch of territory by force. Everything we own as a people, God in heaven, in his infinite mercy, gave it to the Igbo people, gave it to the Efik people, gave it to the... In fact, they're the same thing. Efik is just... they're Ibibio people, not even Efik. Efik is not a people, it's just a language. But the Hausas will come and divide you and tell you, oh, Cross River is Efik. Akwa Ibom is Efik. Cross River is Ibibio, or vice versa. all bunkum. They're all lies. Ify and Ibibio is the same thing. It's like coming and telling somebody from Wawa and the Jekebe, Enugu State and Anambra, oh, you're not the same people. You are somehow very different. No, they are not. They are one family. We are welcoming everybody who is joining us today. We are about to bring the... There are too many people calling. I don't know what we're going to do. This is Radio Biafra. You've been waiting on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Tochukwemeko Obidi. I'm from Biafra land, from Anambra State, Oyi local government, Oyi village.
Oyi, Ndewo.
Oyi local government of Kusi village.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from India. I'm calling from India, from Mumbai.
From Mumbai in India, yes.
Yeah. So what I want to talk is about this converting of Muslim dirty religion is because of I'm a witness, because of I've been there. I was born and brought up in Sokoto State, and unfortunately I was in Morocco last many years ago. I just came back from Morocco before coming to India some months ago, and the Nigerian embassy in Morocco jailed me there because of I'm fighting for my right. I told them to give me the traveling certificate to go back home. They didn't want to give me. They promised me to go, come, welcome, delaying me. And I come there, I shout up to them. They call the police for me. The police come and tie me up inside the embassy, and they jailed me. And inside the jail, now the Arab people tried to convert me to become a Muslim.
You don't mean?
I laughed at them. Yeah, really. You can ask anybody that called from Morocco. Ask anybody that called from Morocco. This thing that I'm telling you now. So they jailed me in Morocco there, but God so kind. God, the ambassador sent his boy to come and persecute me in the courts. Even the persecutor said that he didn't see nothing wrong that I do against the kingdom of Morocco. I didn't do nothing. I have a problem with my embassy. We need to settle this between we. Because we are the people of the embassy. And the boy said that his master have sent him, that he said that I deserve to be jailed for 6 years or above that, for 6 months or above that. But God so kind, in the court, the judge look everything. He asked me if I'm married. I say yes, I'm married. I have one daughter, 2 months daughter there. He said, okay, there's no problem. I should go to jail. After some days, they called me back again to the court. And now the judge now give me, say that I should go and spend 1 month. But 1 month is so fucking there.
1 month? You spent one month in prison.
Morocco prison.
What was your crime? What was your crime?
I have no crime against nobody. I told them that I'm tired of staying in Morocco. They should give me laissez passer, what they call in French.
Yeah, travel certificate.
So that I will go home. And I'm the one paying for my air ticket, and I will also pay for the traveling certificate, €60. I will pay for that. And I live in Casablanca, but the capital is in Rabat. The embassy is in Rabat. I always come from Rabat to Casablanca for more than 14 days. They've given me appointment, programming me. I'm coming. So the day that he came to 14 days, I called the consular on the phone. What he told me that gets me angry, he said that I should wait, that they are looking for more 5 people to go back to Nigeria so that they can fix the whole people traveling certificate. I told him that it's stupid because of the 5 people that are still at their home, sleeping or drinking or doing whatever. Me, that I've been calling you for the past 1 month before I come to the embassy and I feel the traveling certificate. You told me in 3 days' time I should prepare to go. After 3 days, I call you. Tell me 5 days. After 5 days, I call you. You say you told me I should come to Rabat. I came. After everything, I go. You told me next week. Just programming me. So they tell me that I and when
it's
I
terrible. Stay where I love this, your story. Remain where you are. Let's go to the line. This is Radio Biafra, the caller again on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, this is Lawrence Chukwuma. I'll be calling from Malaysia.
Lawrence Chukwuma from Malaysia, yes?
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening. I can't hear you very well. Good evening. Good evening. Go ahead. Raise your voice, please.
Okay, good evening, Sam Namudi.
Yes.
Greeting.
Yeah, go ahead.
I welcome you back to London, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Sir, what is happening in Nigeria, especially in Southeast? Right now, we don't need an auditor to tell us the problem that is affecting us. I believe that the main reason why Muslims are taking advantage over Biafrans in Southeast is the poverty rates that is increasing in that zoological kingdom.
You understand?
And right now, let me tell you the main fact. Muslims are using strategic analysis to perpetuate the evil mission of taking over the weakness of poor Biafrans by paying Biafran youths to convert to Muslim in that country, especially in Ebonyi State.
Yes.
Especially now in Rivers. Now, if you don't align to their proposal, if you don't accept their offer, they will not use force. Which means by this mission, they are taking hold right now. Their plan is to take over our land through using religious means, whereby if we don't take time, if we don't put hands together and stop this, they will use it as their key point to stop whatever will happen when they will have any crisis or any war in Biafra land or in Nigeria. They will use this nation, the youth, they are converted to Muslims to take advantage over us. Because whatever they tell them within their religion, like within their congregation, how they gather, they will do it because they will believe they are respecting and they are worshipping their Allah. This part, as I'm saying right now, is affect. In fact, even Malaysia here we are, every 6 p.m., 8 p.m., if you go out there, you will hear them preaching, or praying with English. There is no more using their language the way they used to do. Now they are even converting into English language, whereby they will be telling people to join, they will be preaching, so people will hear what they are saying. You understand? To attract the mindset of people. And we say that right now the best thing to do is for our youth to, they need support, they need aid, they have to be called back to their senses. Because if these people actualize, if they achieve their mission of converting all our youth in Biafra land, my brother, things will be at stake. Things will go astray. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We are grateful for that. We are doing the best we can. At Radio Biafra, we just don't talk about things. We do something about it. That is why we need our transmitter. We put an end to all these things. Once they receive education every evening, all this nonsense will be put to an end. And we will be able to boldly go and say that we are Biafrans and we want to extricate ourselves from the mess, from the nonsense calling itself the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We have somebody still on the line. Please, are you still there? This is Radio Biafra, please. The person on hold, remember where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Ah, thank you very much, my brother. This is Juliet, J-U-L-I-E-T. There was a lady one time. That lady all had to help me because I had problem on my voice, which was Eden. Do you know about her?
Yes, Idem used to call from Italy. She used to call Radio Biafra. Yes. So it is you that wanted to call, but there is a problem with your voice. So
yes.
I started to call for you.
Yes, now I have operated yesterday. So, you know,
Yes.
Director Kano.
Yes.
You see, I'm not having him do this, my this thing. all the real messages he made to Emma. Because Emma said yesterday, when Sika Manama or Gabriel, in fact, this is the world I'm messing up with us. Not only in the Alosa. It didn't mean I want to come and register on this thing on site. Just imagine that kind of thing, man. Are you with me?
We are listening. The world is listening to your voice, not just me. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. It goes to the whole world.
So let me of this thing. Let me ask this. Come on. So as I was saying,
Yes.
They were asking me, now Jim, what Igbo am I?
Who is asking you that type of question?
That is not even a word, because I am very, very sure that out to your side.
You did not go to, you didn't come to radio. Maybe you must have gone to other people saying that they are Bilie.
You didn't
come to radiobiafra.co? Radiobiafra.co. Is that what you came to?
.com na ima na agwara mo idem ti agwara mo Kano da agwara mo na ndi Kano ka ko mo na Facebook no then I wanted to register on Facebook, it became a problem because na nan de bra na ajun so mo na want to have
how Turn your system off. Yes, turn it off.
So I have gone all to every day and run on this place.
Juliet, we'll solve this problem is very simple. Let me tell you. We came back from the US a few days ago. What we can do is very simple. Your registration is very easy. The person coordinating Italy as we speak is Michael Iranya. I will forward your number and your details to Michael Iranya, who is in Italy, to contact you to make sure that you play an active role in the family of Biafrans in Italy.
Thank you very much, because this is becoming too much for me. How did I become a criminal, a married woman like me, about 14 years in the world back? How could somebody be telling me, I killed them, because I'm not saying to run them up and down. I'm not running them up and down. I'm not running them up and down. I will receive people disturbing me there, and I have been telling me, tell me, I'm going to my husband. I saw my home back. I saw the phone there the other day. You see your back, but I am sure I will be the only person that I just said that you know, I am not.
Yes.
In fact, there are things that put me into madness. I wanted to register on Facebook. Somebody was asking me my age qualification at least 88 years
old. No, you don't need that.
This is a trouble. So I was asking them. I came out here and started asking other people. They told me that even giving my telephone number, that I have to give my telephone number to somebody.
Yes, don't worry. We are going to give your details to Michael Iranya. We have your number. Michael is the coordinator for Italy as we speak. They are very active. We are going to give it to him, and then you will see what will happen. You will be a registered member, and everything will flow smoothly from there. We are very grateful for your call, our dear sister Juliet. You are calling from Rome in Italy. Thank you very much.
No, I'm calling from... Yes, excuse me. My name is Juliet Mba, MBA.
Juliet Mba, yes. And where are you based? Where are you based? Gabin or Italy? Which town are you in Italy?
I'm Italy. I'm a Mantua that I'm in.
Okay. Mantua, yes. Okay, that is no problem. That is no problem at all. We will make sure that Michael gets your information this evening and that he incorporates you into everything we are doing in Italy. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too, my brother.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Yes, this is Radio Biafra, please. If you're joining us for the very first time, that we are welcoming you to our program. Normally, we close at 9, but it goes out. The calls are everywhere. It's too much. It's too much for us. And we welcome it. We love it. It's wonderful. If you want us to continue, please, you can call or you can call us on Skype and we can have one almighty Skype conference together. We can continue the discussion online. But I'm afraid the time now at 12 minutes past 9 p.m. here in London, it is time for us to bring the program for today to an end. We thank all of you for having joined us. But there are some people that still insist on speaking on Radio Biafra. And we need to oblige them. This very person has been calling for a long time. Please let us try and see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Amaniko Katsu, but my phone name is Matiku Anukachi. Okay, I'm coming from London here. Yeah?
Yes, please, go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, first of all, I want to start to commend you for the journey you've been standing for how many weeks right now. We thank God for making it possible. Now, when we started initially, a lot of people didn't come out from the United States, but at the end of the day, then people still come out. We're very, very glad, and most especially the, our first evening that we spoke, Midas was in the studio in Chicago.
Okay, you mean Dr. Justin Akujieza of Ekwenche, is that correct?
Yeah, Ekwenche, because someone mentioned about his name, someone at the end of the day, we listened to his lecture.
Yes.
So, thank you, people, we are proud of you, people. You guys have set this thing for that long time ago. But that's all my life. I keep on selling it, whether people like it or not. I know there is a quite number of people that criticize me, even people that went to school right here like last week. I really have some fight with some people in the Yiddish arsenal here. Because I was trying to educate some people, telling them the need it is for people to listen to the Radio Biafra and a lot of them was like trying to criticize me that I should take this Radio Biafra for thing out of their sight. But I didn't go down with what they're saying and because I've been a lot of people collected the number from the Radio Biafra anyway. And they told me they'll try and give it a trial. Then I told them that they should give it a trial. If anything that is bothering them, they should call the Biafra to let them know. I believe they're gonna be in the best position to give them the old stories, everything about the Radio Biafra, things that I cannot be able to make up by myself. So secondly, for the news that we had today, even yesterday, talking about the Nigeria is coming to the end, and the news was broke up from the old college, military college in the United States of America. So it's very, very clear for everybody out there, for that person to know that Nigeria is not going to work. Even the Muslims already know that Nigeria is not going to work. So, by that time, people understand that Nigeria is coming to the end. It's better for everybody. Because every day I call my father, I give him the load down. Every day I listen to the Radio Biafra. I know it's all very hard out there because I was living in Nigeria on January and February. So, it's all very hard for people to struggle to get money to listen to the radio because I was trying to listen to it about 2-3 times. I call a lot of people, they gather there, my laptop is. And I tell it, but another thing is that it's very hard for people to get credit to call Radio Biafra. That's one thing. But I believe that this night I will need this module to talk to people. I know that we don't have anything to offer. How is that people like us that have money to buy the transmitter and give it to Radio Biafra? Because I wonder what is going to tell me to buy all the old house in London or America or any part of the world.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, when I die, that I cost them for my kids, you know? So that's one thing people don't understand. People should think about when we leave this earth, what is going to happen after those buildings,
everything that I've already kept on this earth, because you are creating problems for your own kids as well. So I believe I'm pleading to anybody that is hearing my voice this night, please, whatever thing, I don't know how I'm going to play, but I'm pleading anybody in any position to help us. We need people back home to understand what we're saying. People are suffering back home. If anybody is doubting what I'm saying, that person should give it a try, because I try to make sure that every year or 2 times in the morning, I'm back there to see, you know, when I have the money. Sometimes people say, because I have the money. But people don't know. Maybe people don't know that I'm going around without anything. But I just want to know, to see my loved ones, to see how they feel, to see how they're living in that poverty called Zoological Republic of Nigeria. So I'm pleading tonight to tell everybody out there, please, please, for God's sake, please, if not for Radio Biafra, please, do it for people back home. Please. So people will know what is happening, because it's our time. We have to, time is coming, and we don't need to make any longer. Time is coming, everybody is going to march down home. Because I've said it before, whether we are fighting to get Biafra or we die on the purpose of getting Biafra. Because whatever we are, this is something everybody in this planet, whether you like it or not, you will die. But the question you need to ask yourself, where am I going to die? What is going to kill me? I don't know if people used to ask themselves this question. Whether you die now or you die in 100 years, ask yourself, the whole life you have lived on this earth, what have you done? What have you achieved? What is going to be a legacy on this planet? But whatever thing I'm saying this night, please, my brothers and sisters out there, fellow dear friends, please, I'm using God to beg everybody that is in a position to help. Please, change your mind. I saw a lot of people writing things on the Facebook. People said that Iran Bekalo is disturbing a lot of people. What Roger Bekalo is doing is not true. I'm sick and tired of referring to people, but I have stopped referring to anybody. If anybody that remember, I said, if you want to have an argument, why can't you just give it a try? Call the day Bekalo, tell them that Iran Bekalo is disturbing a lot of people. The money he's raising for Roger Bekalo is not true, he's not going to buy any translator, but I just want to tell you, the money is not even going to Nambekala directly. There is people that is in charge of the transmitter. I believe those in Australia. So, or Canada. I don't know, actually, I believe it's Australia or Canada. So, Nambekala is not the one. We're not raising money for anybody. We're raising money for other people. That is what we are doing. So, I believe that whoever that is hearing my voice tonight, I believe should have a rethink and see how he's going to help, so that we can be able to get this transmitter before this year runs out, before Aliyu will take over by the Islamic State of Aliyu, because it's coming. It's coming. People will tell you, don't like this, people don't know what they're saying, but it's coming gradually, gradually from every village, from every town, before the commander is going on, they're going to take all the whole town. So we can allow even these people to finish all the government in the south is to finish their thing before we start our day. But I believe that God will help us to continue this fight. God bless everybody that is hearing my voice tonight. God bless Biafra. Thank you very much, Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you very, very much. I'm Nnamdi Kanu with an N. Before they think I'm related to Ojo Okalo, I'm not. and anybody that, you see, I love challenges. That is why I love competition in my life. In any place, our brother wrote very brilliantly a few days ago about competition and the concept of competition. When people dare us, we surprise them. We surprise them. We love the skepticism because it keeps us on our toes. When people doubt your sincerity, it makes you to understand that so much is expected of you. And when you deliver, that is, there are two sayings where I come from. You know the first rain in the year after the dust and everything. The first rain every blessed year. The first rain that falls, you don't bring out anything because it's full of dust. And you know what happens to that water? If a dog drinks it, that dog will go mad. Do you know that?
Do you know that
the first rain that falls in the village, if a dog goes and drinks that water, that dog will go mental. Why are we exchanging words with people who we are fathered by Hausa people, who do not understand, who they are there sitting down as Islam is encroaching, they have done nothing. When they saw the only hope they have at redemption, they started to, anyway, they're not Igbo, these are Yoruba people answering Igbo names. That is why when I say to them, come out in the open, tell me where you are so I can come and we are debating face to face, they run away. They don't exist. These are phantom beings. These are Yoruba people answering Igbo names, infiltrating Facebook groups and talking all my, you don't know where they are. Some of them said they're in America, on Igboville. They said they're in Maryland. I came to America, I said, where are you? I sent a message on Igboville Facebook. I said, where are you? I'm in New York. Where are you people? Nobody came. I'm in Canada. Where are you? Nobody came. They cannot come out because they don't exist. These are Hausa people answering Igbo names on Facebook, going in and doing all manner of nonsense. We know them very, very well. They cannot cheat us at all, at all, at all. If you know how fake they are, challenge them to a physical appearance. Anywhere they want us to go to, we'll go there and debate them. This is Radio Biafra. If they like it or not, the transmitter is coming. Our app is coming. And we are getting Biafra. Ultimately, we will see. They dared us before and said, Radio Biafra will close after 1 or 2 weeks. We told them, no, we'll grow from strength to strength because we are doing the work of God. By the time we finish, we know who is standing. They are not our enemies because they are too tiny. We are fighting the whole of Hausa Fulani people combined with Yorubas, combined with the vested interest in oil. Those are more worthy adversaries to confront than a bunch of ill-educated people who didn't go to school. Some of them, perhaps Arabic school in Ebonyi State. They are not worthy to debate with us. Not here, not anywhere else. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that we have the very venerable Barrister Mamezu on the line. Is that correct?
That's correct, Director.
Please raise your voice. We can't hear you very well. Barrister, please go ahead.
Yes, Director. I just have a few words to say here. Listening to these Islamic and Arabic stories and all the conversions they are trying to put through, especially into the Igbo land, in order to conquer and subdue for the rest or the remnants that is with us. I blame all this to those who brought Christianity to us. Christianity has not done the Igbos, especially, any good service. Christianity has brought to us to weaken our resolve, to make us very important, to make us not to react. The Igbos are known as men and women of valor. We don't look back going forward. Christianity has brought some kind of quietness, slowness, some kind of mien, if you like. Christianity put us into some kind of equanimity. We remain too calm and very, very quiet and subdued. It has not been good service. My anger is this. Those that brought Christianity to us, a lot has been happening in the north. Have you heard it on CNN? Have you heard it on any British television? Look at the recent case about the law passed that any one of those bloody senators could marry from Francis girls. Have you heard it on any British news? No. Have you heard it on CNN? No. But Christianity was easily brought to us. And all of us jumped up and clapped. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we've been subjected and submitted to the Muslims. Their own religion is waxing. They are building mosques directly into your homeland and then using your oil money to bribe you. This is what Bob Marley says. They will make you go hungry. When you want to go and get some food, your own brother will be your enemy. They will starve you. And then, when you come to get the food, you become a Muslim. You'll be converted. You'll be surprised that your own brother will take a gun to kill you because you're no longer his Muslim brother. Because your own brother has been converted. We need to work diligently. We need to work smartly. We need to work very, very quick. This is the reason why I said yesterday, we don't have to wait until the money for the transmitter is completed. Director, it's like getting on a mortgage.
unless you are a rich person, then you pay hands down. 99% of people in this country who are on mortgage pay the little deposit they have, and then they carry on paying every month. This is what we will do in order to grab back what belongs to us. Otherwise, we'll be fighting a lose battle. I am angry. A law was passed. We've never had it on any of the radio here in this country. We only hear it when somebody is kidnapped, an individual kidnapped. Look at this scenario that David Cameron was talking about, pornography. He's giving them time in order to close all the sites. But a law has been passed that under children will be given to marriage. There is no noise. And Britain is number one when it comes to human rights. They are number one when it comes to international affair of standing up for those who are less privileged. But in this scenario, it doesn't seem to be. It doesn't even seem as if they are existing. Nobody is hearing this. I was listening to this actress last night when I was playing her video. Stella Damascus or Abodering. She was shouting and saying, the first lady of Nigeria, where are you? Talk about things that doesn't concern you. Now, this one affects you. Where are you? Can't you talk now? Because that one is talking about other little things that are not even important. But the one is vitally important and imminent. I don't think she's hearing. Well, Director, I leave the rest to you.
No, it's not. Thank you, Barrister. You can't leave it to me. You leave it to all of us. Your suggestion is a very good one. But if we cannot, is it not the same money that we are going to bring to be paying every month? Is that not what we are going? If we cannot buy a transmitter, who tells you that we are going to raise enough money to be able to go and pay every month when the time comes? Who is going to pay for it? That is the problem.
Let me ask ourselves. Let me answer you. Don't forget that. Even the people you are going to buy this transmitter from, once they know that you have a course here, they might even supply transistor radios, free of charge. They'll be servicing this equipment. They make sure that the equipment is protected under insurance. I tell you, the best way for us to obtain this is via mortgage, or if you like, via hire purchase. So that even if it's stolen, insurance will cover it. Even if it is vandalized, insurance will cover it. If we pay outright, the whole security is our own. The whole servicing is on our own. But if we buy it via the way I am suggesting, Director, we will be there, and those who sold it to us will make sure that everything is functioning effectively. And I tell you, if they know that the Afrans are buying it from them, of course they will have interest. What do you think they will do? We might even supply you the equipment free of charge. Take it from me.
If you've made inquiries, if it is in this country, then what you're saying obtains. If it is going to a lawless country, a country that can break up any time, a country that the world have said that it is coming to an end, then it becomes a different thing altogether. But it's something. Of course, we are together. We are going to inspect the transmitter anyway on Saturday again. So Barrister, stay where you are, please don't go away. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Also, my name is Vincent Okado. I'm calling from Calgary in Canada.
Wonderful. Mr. Okado, you are welcome to the program. We are about to close, but we continued all the same because we knew that calls were still coming in. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Just in terms with what the last the current speaker, the director was saying, I can't even indicate, you know, I don't know the real because in the Iran or the Oka, I don't know, under a coach, a kind of think tank. Only in the Anna, I mean, whatever that's my report. Then a real from Christian Jadigan, the government, Sierra Malamu, the rest of them, feeding the central body, when we have feedback. On strategy, so that the people at the center will now give them strategy on what to do. We only have a teacher, maybe radio and other things, because some feedback I mean, we can leave that state, but my
and all that. Without buying a hat, I'm already a waste, pound. So, why it is a waste, whether you like it or not. So, now I'm a legacy. Can I have the will to realize in part of Iran in there? I gave him like a kind of form. There was somebody mentioned on Facebook. Last night, in Israel, I made that thing. Now, in my first dream, all over the world, I contribute to go to all that fund. For him, in Iran, in there. Oh, my life is going to be such a thing. I don't know. I don't know. When man, I took a good counsel, he knew me. So, and I have to see different departments. Even though financial experts are there, okay, handle this. Communication experts, handle this. Diplomats, go and lobby for us. And by everything that, even in the ground, we can run a such thing at the on the ground, but all not be there. All the good thing are in the resort is. Even while you're working towards, you know, establishing the radio station. This is my brief take for now.
Thank you very much, and we accept everything you're saying, but if we have to mobilize, that's the word that came out of the zoo, say to mobilize somebody. If, say, for instance, we identify you as a diplomat and you need to leave your work for a great length of time to go and undertake a mission for Biafra, it is incumbent upon us to feed you, to clothe you, to get you airfares, to make sure that your stay is comfortable and to meet your day-to-day expenses. We are not in a position to afford that. I agree with you that if we have something like the Norway that the which the Sinn Féin had in Ireland, even the Irish Republican Army, IRA, had it, it's called Norway, that everybody can pay in on an occasion, then all well and good. But this is the problem. It goes back to the problem of old. It is a question of trust and belief. Trust and belief. Once you have taken trust, confidence away from something, it is difficult to bring it back. For those who are not conversant with the rules of economics, not conversant with the way that government functions, we will tell you today. That is why in this part of the world, they will not allow you to tamper with anybody's letter. Do you know why? They don't want you to lose confidence in the postal system. They don't want you to go and do insider trading and manipulate stock shares. Why? Because they don't want investor confidence in the stock market to fall. Everything is based on confidence. Life is based on confidence. So when we allow the name of Biafra to be dragged in the mud, when we allow the name of Biafra to be used to cheat, to pillage, to kidnap and to steal, what do you expect will happen? Of course, this thing will happen. We'll be begging from now till that kingdom come. People will say, we've seen it before. After we gave money to Masop, what did they do with it? That is why we keep telling people, don't allow people to lose confidence in the things you know are very vital. No government in the world will do it. Why do you think they take air security very seriously? They don't want people to lose confidence in flying. Our people need to understand, this is common sense. When we allowed the word and the name Biafra to be dragged in the mud, what were we expecting? Of course we will suffer it. And as I said, that is the last barrier of Lucifer to stop us from getting Biafra. But we are going to overcome it. The same way that we developed, the same way we developed a technology which nobody has to broadcast to the whole world every day via the web, we are also able to do that. But what we are saying is that nobody will give us, I can tell you now categorically, before anybody takes a risk, they will look at the environment that the risk is being taken, is going to be undertaken or underwritten. In insurance, it's called underwriting, to underwrite a particular risk or loss or whatever it's called. For you to come to the UK and take something from the UK to go to Biafra land to plant it, they will look at, they will see, they believe in investing or underwriting risk-averse ventures. It is fraught with a lot of risk. The insurance will quadruple. Nobody will want to do it. That's why we want to buy it. So nobody can know where we planted it. If you are going to buy it on higher purchase, they will know where you're going to plant it. They will give you the expertise which you need on a daily basis. All their government will do is to probe them and say, oh, please tell us where this transmitter is, please, that is stopping us. And they'll go and wreck the whole thing. And if we allow the technology, the brain of the transmitter to be held in the hands of somebody that gave it to us on higher purchase, all they need to do is to go on a computer and scramble the brain. And our transmitter will stop working. It has a microchip in it. That was the same thing that the Russians did to the Syrians when the Israelis attacked them from the Baikal Valley. That was exactly the same thing that happened, because they could not do anything. In sorry, in fact, it's the Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Bekaa Valley is in Lebanon. When the Israeli army went in 1982, all their surface-to-air missiles were not working. All their ground missiles were not working. Why? Because the Israelis managed to find the brain of it, unscrambled it with a very tiny computer. The microchips in them stopped working. The guidance system was all disabled. It couldn't function. We are Biafrans. We are very intelligent people. We know why we lost the war. We have researched this thing for nearly 14 years. We know why we lost the war. We cannot repeat those mistakes ever again. Never. It will not happen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.
And God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if Barrister Mamusi is still there. We are coming to the end of the program. We thank all of you that joined us today. And as it is customary with us now, please, Carol Monday have had to leave the studios at 9 because she has children to take care of. She's left for her home. And we are here. Please, Barrister, can you please, by way of summary, before you bring us to an end, people are still calling. And it, as you said, we must continue to take calls and to respond to our people. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. My name is Kennedy Richuku, and I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I think I'm running behind. I'm just following the thing that is going on. And, you know, yesterday, Barrister called and made mention of buying this transmitter and entire purchase. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to you, and, I think that's the lecture that you're giving us now. I think it's something we need to go to the boardroom and sit down and discuss it, and then the final outcome once the decision is being made. And then, I don't think it's something we can conclude that we are not going to do it on air. I think that is something we can actually sit down, leave it around the board, sit down, see, look at the facts surrounding the whole thing, and make good investigation and inquiry, even from the people that are going to supply it to us. What is the tech? What is their mindset on given the fact that they should know where the transmitter is going to be located and so on and so forth? Because I do not think that there will be a government of any kind that will run without having getting something from people on credit, that they will pay back in any time. We have people, our people are Thomas, people doesn't believe that things can be done. That mentality of we can get everything by paying it immediately is what is making this thing difficult. And the people that needed this thing now are our people in back home. So I still believe that if we can look into the whole situation on how to get it, if it's affordable, if it's not affordable, we'll see the catch on every aspect of it, and then we can deliberate on it. If people say yes, they want to do it, I think the people have to. If people say yes, and let it be so. And so tomorrow, what we're going to be telling people is that you people said we should get the thing in higher purchase, and nobody is coming up. But as it is now, there is no time. People keep talking and calling, and calling is discouraging. If you keep on talking, showing it on the air, and trying to balance it off among ourselves, it's not making a good impact on some people, maybe like me, because I have a house, I don't immediately to have my house. Even the car drives, most people you see in America, that's why they cannot come out, because most of the thing they have, they do not pay it cash. And they can. And some people can easily give something. And if the monthly servicing of the thing is certain amount of money, at least people will be told that this is what we owe every month. People can now set up something. If they're not saying, it can be hammered on the air. And I still believe that our people in Nigeria or in Biafra land once they start to receive the right information, this money that people are suffering to put in will easily come. It will definitely come. There are population. When they like what is going on, one naira is something. Mbako, when we are small, Mbako said that no amount of money is too small for Imo Airport. And he went ahead, and people give whatever they can, and now Imo Airport is functioning. You know, so we can actually do this in that way. We live here, we know, we speak about the people that are credible, people that are working, and know the system of the buying things in higher purchase and paying back, and then they cannot, they will not let the whole thing down. Again, I can as well say that if somebody sees the future of what you are doing, they can actually give you this for free. These are more people that are interested in bigger things than this radio. They know the cause of what we are fighting for, what we want to do. And they know that if they come in and be a part to play in the system and help it to work, then they will make their profit more than many ways. So we cannot just leave it to ourselves. We have to move forward. Let us go and they said no. And let us see the differences between somebody who wants to build a house, how many years it takes somebody to build a house before moving in, and how many months it takes a person to get it in a mortgage and move it in. The other person might take 5 years, 6 years, even 7 years to build up their house. The other person is living in the house already.
No, I know the concept of credit. I know it very, very well and how it works. I'm not disputing what you're saying. But I'm looking at the practical aspect of it, the long-term, the sustainability of the project, and the reduction of the risk of compromise. These are the things that we're looking at, because if we take all these things into consideration, you'll begin to appreciate the need for us to be very cautious. What we are doing is the type of thing that you do, you wouldn't want to give it maximum exposure, in the sense that the location of the transmitter, accessibility of the transmitter, access to the nerve center of the transmitter itself, which is the software that drives the whole system, must be something that should be jealously guarded by us. If we don't do it, we run the risk of compromise. And I don't know if during the negotiations for this, if that would play a critical role in determining if we go forward or not. But I take your advice. It's a very normal one. It's a very sensible advice that we will return back to. We have a lot of decisions to make. And it is not the type of debate to have on air if we are going this way or that way. But one thing we need to want a transmitter, and one is going to come. If we fail to deliver a transmitter, how can we deliver Biafra?
That is where it's very dodgy what you said now. In the sense that, you see, when it comes to, this is not a family business or something that somebody is doing to himself. There are many interests that will come up. There are people that we do not know today that they exist. There are people that will want to be a missionary that we don't even know they will come. So it's not something that we ourselves will make it to work. Some of us don't know where things happen. People will come. But the first thing first, and I think that the first thing is for us to get the transmitter, no matter how it is going, no matter how we get it. Whether there are 100 people, like a former said, who said that 100 people can join him. If the 100 people still join and keep, instead of giving 500 pounds, and they're giving 50 pounds for the next 12 months, they give 550 pounds for the next 10 months to the company, whoever, and they will not pause, get funded in their family affairs, in helping out, then it's still okay. There's many things many intelligence we can exploit. So if we can say this is a one-year program. In one-year program, we now know that we are looking for people who can, 100 people that can give 50 euro a week, 50 pounds a month for the next 10 months, which is 100 pounds, which is 500 pounds. Instead of them bringing it once, in one day, and then they will say, oh, my children have to do this, or we need to do that. They can't. But we have to look at all the things and see if those people can collect myself now. If it comes to signing up, I will sign up for 50.
able to do 500,000 in one, because how much I look at other pentacles around me.
I agree with you.
I
agree with you, but one thing we must bear in mind, because we have to bring the program to an end now. One thing we must bear in mind is this, is that what concerns me is that if we are unable to deliver, if people are not willing to contribute or convinced enough to contribute towards the purchase of a transmitter, how can they give their lives in battle? That is what I don't, that is what I can't get my head around. I can understand what the need for people to say what they're saying or to do what they're doing, but at the same time, we must have that in mind, but regardless of what happens, we are getting a transmitter anyway. We will get one, without a shadow of a doubt. I'll go to Barrister Mamezu to please help us in bringing the program to an end. We prefer action. We want a lot of action rather than just theory. I don't like theory in my life. That's why I didn't go to school in the Zoological Republic. I didn't do, I didn't complete my university education there, because it's it's all theory. Nothing much happens. Everything is theory. Barrister Mamezu is still on the line, I presume. Yes?
Yes, Director.
Yeah, please bring this program to an end. We have overrun by nearly 40 minutes because we came on air around about 7 minutes past 7.
No, Director, that is all fine, because we are continuously being updated with information from everywhere.
That's correct.
So, no time is lost. We are always gaining and winning. We thank all the callers, our friends, friends of Biafra, and those who have their interests, the interest of Biafra in their hearts. We thank you, and of course tomorrow we'll carry on with our quest to restore our homeland. Director, before I leave, yeah, I have to bring this to your notice.
Go ahead.
That the British immigration are putting up placards in every borough asking illegal immigrants to leave.
Are you serious?
Otherwise, yes, it is today. In Brent, in Hendon, everywhere, is coming to Hackney and also coming to Enfield. So, they are asking us to leave, whether you are legal or illegal.
My goodness.
What I'm saying is that all of us should do our best and leave this country and go back to our homeland, where we will settle and do business without fear. They are asking us to leave. I said this about 3-4 months ago, that time will come when we'll be told to leave. That time has arrived.
That's come.
Everybody should pull their socks up. Let's work together. Let's go home. Because whether you're British or green card or American, home is home. Everybody have a very nice sleep, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. And for me, Namdi Khan, it's been a pleasure. I have to say that we have overrun our program, and Carol had to go and attend to family matters. And we are also grateful to our sister Chidera as well, who joined us from Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States. We thank all of you that called in. We thank all of you that listened in as well. Those who mentioned their names, those who didn't mention their name, we are grateful to all of you, one after the other, for the excellent work that you all did in making sure that today's program is a success. Once again, if you're in Thailand, the number to get Pastor Olivier on is +66 86 06 11 717. We thank everybody. Please, Michael Iranya, try to prompt me. We'll do it immediately to give you the number of our dear sister Juliet, who is in Mantova or whatever it is in Italy, so you can contact her to be a part of what we are doing. We are grateful for your company. Please continue. The least you can do is to continue to spread the message. We know that not everybody can be part or can contribute, but as our brother said, when Mbakwe was building Imo Airport, which we all paid for, every little helps. Even as Desco says here, anything you can do for us to get it, please try and do so. We are trying to start something which is to become charitable in the new Biafra that we're going into. We want to make things happen. If we can't make it happen now, how are we going to be able to get a place to assemble our scientists to do the great work? Somebody has to do it. How do we send our diplomats? How do we send our advisors? There are so many things to be done, believe you me, that transmitter is only one of them. It's only the beginning. Thank you very much for listening. And whatever you do, remember to join us again tomorrow. If there is no music accompanying this, you know that the difficulties we had with our equipment earlier is still persisting. But we will be handing over to UCHMFO to at least give us some music today, please, before people go off to sleep. From London here, the time now is nearly 8 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. And I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless all of you one after the other.
just victory.